I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years, and this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Ed Schultz was supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio, and they said no. What happened?
This teleconferencing comes down. I didn't think I was any more harsh about it than anybody else in the country. We all know what it was. It was a dog and pony show. Well, the day we're going to start Armed Forces Radio Network, we get a phone call from none other than Allison Barber. She says it's not going to happen.
That's censorship.
It is censorship.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KCN Thornton
Goldberg. CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Karbala, 9.
It became official an hour ago. The final tally shows voters did approve Iraq's new constitution. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick in Baghdad.
In announcing the election results, an Iraqi electoral official said through an interpreter, it puts the country on the path to democracy.
It is an accomplishment for all the Iraqis.
Key to this outcome was Nineveh province in the north, home to Mosul, which along with two other predominantly Sunni provinces did defeat it, but not by the two-thirds majority needed. Approval of this constitution means the next round of elections in December will be for a parliament, a permanent government, which could put the country a step closer to seeing the withdrawal of U.S. forces.
Two more Marines have been killed in Iraq, raising the American death toll to 1,999. President Bush speaks to military spouses a few hours from now at Washington's Bowling Air Force Base. Louis Libby, a key figure in the CIA leak investigation, reportedly learned about undercover operative Valerie Plame from his boss, Vice President Cheney. The New York Times says Cheney told Lewis about Plame a few weeks before her cover was blown. Indictments in that case could be handed up this week. South Florida is looking at a major cleanup fix-up job in the aftermath of deadly Hurricane Wilma. The storm took at least six lives. Millions still don't have power, and some may not get it back for weeks. Hank Brown, who rode out the storm in the Florida Keys, says he won't try that again.
I am having a difficult time still staying in the Keys. There's so many times that that you can go through this, and I've just about reached the limit.
Mexican officials hope to get the airport in hurricane-battered Cancun open sometime today. CBS's Adrian Bard spoke to some of the 30,000 American tourists who were trapped there.
There are tour buses pulling into truck stops all along the road outside of Cancun. They are the first tourists who've been able to get out since Hurricane Wilma struck. Their stories are very different, ranging from some who were kept in luxury hotels inside their rooms and were actually able to eat and drink, to others who were in shelters where they say the conditions were deplorable.
Another big storm is whistling up the eastern seaboard.
We're seeing a driving wind and horizontal rains this morning. In fact, I'm even having to brace myself against some of the wind gusts.
WPRI's Michelle Muscatello says gusts where she is in Narragansett, Rhode Island, could approach hurricane force. Heavy rain could send already swollen rivers over their banks. Some East Coast airports are running flight delays more than 3 hours. Civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks is dead. Parks died in Detroit last night. She was 92. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick says Parks' refusal to give her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus to a white man in 1955 was a shot for equality heard around the world.
She ignited a fire that changed the world. Tiananmen Square, Soweto in South Africa, the civil rights movement here all happened because Rosa Parks sat down on that bus.
S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Off to a good start this morning. Overnight construction has been picked up and out of your way, so we're moving along just fine. Coming into downtown, southbound on I-25, C-470 and 225 in great shape, and I-70 also looking pretty good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now around town, still quiet on Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all doing well, and the Turnpike also pushing top speeds right now as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. We're at 40 degrees at the moment. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Prepare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
The next time the president holds a teleconference, get rid of the middleman. Just go ahead and hire actors to play soldiers. He didn't really use them as props when he got onto the Abraham Lincoln and declared
major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Which you know was supposed to make you feel like the death and the dying would stop then. But no such thing happened.
Camera one.
Just keep waiting for the president to freeze or one of our soldiers to freeze and scream.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Cut!
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the incomparable Bose Wave Music System. I'm Charles Osgood. Wilma has been racing northward off the Atlantic coast and joining forces with another system from the Midwest to bring drenching rain, wind, and coastal flooding to the Northeast. But in those 7 hours it took to pass over the state of Florida yesterday, both coasts and everything in between, Wilma cut electric power for millions. Florida Power and Light says it can take a month to get the power back for everybody.
We currently have more than 3.2 million of our 4.3 million customers without power.
And left behind billions of dollars worth of damage.
I live here all my life. I ain't never seen nothing like this.
More after this for the Bose Wave Music System. Now, it's no secret that I'm a serious music buff. Good music is an important part of my life. And that's why I love my Bose Wave Music System. From the moment Dr. Bose himself first played it for me until this morning, I have reveled in the stunning clarity and richness of sound coming out of this amazing example of Bose technology. Whether it's radio, CD, or MP3 CD, doesn't matter. If you love music, by all means, do yourself a favor and call this toll-free number, 1-800-487-2073. There's a well-named excitement guarantee that lets you hear the Wave Music System with your own ears in your own home for 30 days without obligation. And you will hear what I'm telling you about. I know you will. There are financing options, if that would be helpful, and if you use your own major credit card, convenient monthly payments are available with no interest charges from Bose. And if you order now, Bose will also pay for the shipping. What a gift. Spread joy up to the maximum with the Bose Wave Music System. The number once again, twice again actually, is 1-800-487-2073. 1-800-487-2073. After killing at least 6 people and leaving behind who knows how much damage in Mexico and Cuba, Hurricane Wilma shifted into high gear and raced toward Florida. There, they knew it was coming, but still,
nobody thought it was going to be as bad as it was. I will never say again. When they say evacuate again, I will be gone.
Along the southwest coast, you could hardly stand in the 125-mile-an-hour winds. Hank Brown has been guiding tourists through the Keys waterways for 37 years.
I am having a difficult time still staying in the Keys. There's so many times that that you can go through this.
Where's mine?
And I've just about reached the limit.
But the loss of life in Florida was minimal.
I got my wife and my dog. What else matters?
And though some homes lost their roofs, most, even the mobile homes, can be fixed.
Much less damage than I thought there would be. It's a mess, but it's all stuff that can be cleaned up and replaced without destroying the homes.
And for Tawny Roster, who rode out the storm on her fishing boat,
it was 30 to 40 minutes of total intensity. I mean, just constant. And that was scary.
And here you are now with your cup of coffee after the hurricane?
Well, yeah. I mean, life goes on, right?
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So you had the big meeting yesterday. The boss was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab, and you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting, and have a more productive meeting without leaving your office. Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
The Osgood File, October 25th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Is this on? Mostly sunny, a high near 69, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's good to be here. It's good to be here, for sure. Listen, I got to tell you this right off the bat. If you live in Colorado Springs, you want to get hip to this. Did you miss out on getting tickets to see Al Franken? Well, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk will be in Colorado Springs on Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Liberal Store. Tickets are limited, so head down there before they're gone. For more information, log on to am760.net. Once again, that's in Colorado Springs. If you live in Colorado Springs, and it was just too far of a drive up here to get Al Franken tickets, you can get Al Franken tickets on Wednesday morning at the Liberal Store. That's 7 a.m. Wednesday morning at the Liberal Store. Tickets are limited, so head down there before they're gone. And if you need more information, log on to am760.net. Okay. The big story this morning. The big story this morning, as we get closer to finding out what special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald intends to do, the New York Times is running with a story this morning that Louis Scooter Libby, Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, first learned about the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation in a conversation with Mr. Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. Lawyers involved in the case leaked this out on Monday, yesterday. Notes of the previously undisclosed conversation between Mr. Libby and Mr. Cheney on June 12, 2003, appear to differ from Mr. Libby's testimony to a federal grand jury that he initially learned about the CIA officer Valerie Wilson from journalists. Now, you know, I never found that to be a credible statement to begin with, that he learned it from journalists. So Libby was lying right there. Notes taken by Libby during the conversation for the first time placed Mr. Cheney in the middle of an effort by the White House to learn about Ms. Wilson's husband, Joseph C. Wilson, who was questioning the administration's handling of intelligence about the Iraq nuclear program to justify war. Lawyers involved in the case, who described the notes to the New York Times, say they show that Mr. Cheney knew that Ms. Wilson worked at the CIA more than a month before her identity was made public and her undercover status was disclosed in a syndicated column by Robert Novak on July 14, 2003. So Dick Cheney is in the middle of this thing. Now, is Cheney the original leaker? Did Cheney leak this to Libby, and Libby then leaked it to the press? Mr. Libby's notes indicate that Mr. Cheney had gotten his information about Ms. Wilson from George Tenet, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, in response to questions from the vice president about Mr. Wilson, but they contain no suggestion that either Mr. Cheney or Mr. Libby knew at the time Ms. Wilson's undercover status and that her identity was classified. Disclosing a covert agent's identity can be a crime, but only if the person who discloses it knows the agent's undercover status. Do you believe that, though? Do you believe that Cheney didn't know at the time? Of course, you know, the prosecution, which would be Patrick Fitzgerald, would have to prove this. It would not be illegal for either Mr. Cheney or Mr. Libby, both of whom are presumably cleared to know the government's deepest secrets, to discuss a CIA officer or a link to a critic of the administration. But any effort by Mr. Libby to steer investigators away from his conversation with Mr. Cheney could be considered by Patrick Fitzgerald, the special counsel in the case, to be an illegal effort made to impede the inquiry. And, of course, when White House officials were asked to comment on this story, they refused. And Fitzgerald is expected to decide charges by Friday. Most people's guess is that it's going to happen on Wednesday. The grand jury does not meet today. All right, 303-713-7600. Anybody got any comments on this? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And by the way, I didn't know this. And somebody had called up here, and I had gone along with it, and it wasn't so. Dick Cheney did talk to Patrick Fitzgerald under oath. Now, these notes help explain the legal difficulties facing Mr. Libby's lawyers in the case. Mr. Libby testified to the grand jury that he had first heard from journalists that Ms. Wilson may have had a role in dispatching her husband on a CIA-sponsored mission to Africa in 2002 in search of evidence that Iraq had acquired nuclear material there for its weapons program. But the notes now in Mr. Fitzgerald's possession also indicate that Mr. Libby first heard about Ms. Wilson, who is also known by her maiden name, Valerie Plain, from Mr. Cheney. What do you make of that? Pardon me while I sneeze. Oh, I'm just starting to fight a cold here, I think. Well, anyway, this is the big story. This is the big story going around. Who's going to be indicted? Which we talked about yesterday at great length. And now Cheney's in the middle of this. And I asked you yesterday if you thought that there was any way that Scooter Libby could be doing what he was doing without Dick Cheney's knowledge. Now, it appears to me, and I'm not a lawyer, but it appears to me that Cheney's the leaker. Or would Libby be the leaker? Because Libby would know, right, from Cheney, that Valerie Plame worked for the CIA. You know, I got into a discussion yesterday with a guy, yesterday morning about this, and he was trying to introduce Clinton's role in the whole Iraq war story. So I went back last night and looked some stuff up. You know, Bill Clinton believed that Iraq had chemical and biological weapons, and that's why he insisted on the inspections. This administration made a case that the Iraqis had a nuclear program, nuclear weapons, and that they were an imminent threat to this country. And one of the things they pointed to that Saddam Hussein was allegedly reconstituting his nuclear efforts was this yellowcake uranium from Niger, which turned out later, as Joseph Wilson points out, to be a fake. Turned out not to be true. So essentially what Joseph Wilson was doing was he was sawing off a leg of the administration's reason for going to war. Now, Cheney was in Colorado yesterday, and he's still spouting that 9/11 linked to Iraq BS. I mean, this guy does not live in reality, and no wonder Brent Scowcroft, who knew Cheney in Bush 1's administration, says, this is a guy I no longer know. Well, how many of you out there think Cheney will get indicted? Or does Cheney get away with this? Should Cheney resign, considering he's in the middle of this whole thing? These are some questions I want to ask you. Should he get out, because he's in the middle of this whole thing? And how much of a bomb is this going to be inside the White House? Woo! I mean, some people here have been caught, and one of them is Dick Cheney, since he gave the information to Libby. But, you know, I guess you could point at Libby, though, really, centrally, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you point at Libby centrally and say, okay, Libby was the leaker? But the question is, and I asked Michael Isikoff in Newsweek magazine here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, a couple of weeks ago, I asked him about this. I said, hey, who is the original leaker? If the original leaker is not Libby, who it is? And he said, I don't know. Would the original leaker then be considered to be Dick Cheney? Would he be considered the original leaker? All right, 303-713-7600. I got four lines open if you want to jump in and comment on this. 303-713-7600. It's 617, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In this time of testing for our country, the President and I understand that our greatest responsibility is the active defense of the American people. Last month, we passed another anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. And even though 4 years have now gone by, we still have continuing urgent duties and responsibilities. That morning in 2001 changed everything for the country as we began a fight against a new kind of war against a new kind of enemy.
He just has to link those two, doesn't he? He just has to link 9/11 and Iraq and all that stuff together. There's Dick Cheney last night at Invesco talking, and it's just ridiculous. The New York Times this morning is reporting its top story. Cheney told eight of CIA officers' lawyers' report. Louis Libby Jr., Vice President, Scooter, who's the Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, first learned about the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation in a conversation with Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. Lawyers involved in the case were making this claim yesterday, and the New York Times is running with it. 303-713-7600, your thoughts on it, and your thoughts about Dick Cheney, who testified under oath. Boy, wouldn't you love to know what he had to say to the special prosecutor. And I wonder what Dick Cheney and Scooter Libby had to say this morning. Bruce in Centennial, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Foreign Jay?
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Hey, you're doing a good job there, young man. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Hey, I had a couple of questions. One, yes, I hope that Dick Cheney gets indicted. I doubt that he will, but, you know, I really hope that. But I was listening to that speech this morning that he gave last night, and it's like, when he's talking about the enemy, I'm going, I wonder what he's talking about, him or the terrorist.
You know? Yeah, that's a good question, right?
But my one other concern is, and if we pull out of Iraq, because all this mess our lovely president has put us in, if we pull out of Iraq, that leaves us wide open for these guys to go over here and show up with a dirty bomb and cause more problems. So what are we going to do to solve that problem? So if we pull out, then people stay there and we stay over here.
You know, I don't have an answer for that. I wish I had an answer for it. The American death toll is now poised at right under 2,000. One more death and we hit the 2,000 mark, although CNN is reporting that we've already hit the 2,000 dead American mark. And we talked about this yesterday morning, and if people want to get into this conversation again, they most certainly can. I don't have an answer as to how to get out. And the only answer I have is to do it gradually.
I know, it's frustrating.
You know, to me, I said this yesterday, to me the whole key in this is two things. One, withdraw gradually. Two, the other thing would be to finally sit the Israelis and the Palestinians down and work that situation out, which would diffuse a lot of anger in the Middle East.
It would.
That would be my two answers. And the White House is right now paralyzed. So there's no initiative to do anything in the Middle East, except, let me tell you something, threaten Syria. Bush said yesterday that all options remain open against Syria, but the military action with Syria is the last option. Well, we've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
So, I just don't think this White House knows what the hell they're doing, and right now they're in a tailspin and can't get out of it.
Yeah, but my other really one underlying concern is, if in fact we pull out and they come over here and make an attack on our soil again, what Mr. Bush is probably up to, and this is my own personal thoughts, is that at that point then he can use the Homeland Security, call this another terrorist attack, and by doing that then he's got the power to try and do away with the 22nd Amendment so he can get reelected.
Well, I don't know that he could pull that off. One of the things he's trying to do, one of the things that the administration has been trying to do, is weaken the Posse Comitatus Act. And there are some senators in the Senate and also some congressmen that are fighting against that. But he's trying to weaken it by constantly suggesting that the military should be involved in everything from fighting the war in Iraq to hurricane damage when he made that comment after Katrina. Bruce, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. There's a new Wall Street Journal poll out, too, which now shows that the majority of Americans say military action in Iraq was wrong. Oh, what is this White House going to do? And the headlines this morning, Cheney told of CIA officer lawyer's report. A new fast facet to the leak case. Notes of a talk appear to differ from grand jury testimony by Libby. Let's go to David in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, regarding the leak, I just don't think that they're going to get Cheney on this because the leak is the leak to the press. And Cheney will just say that, that he's allowed to speak to his chief of staff regarding governmental information.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And quite frankly, I hope that they don't indict Cheney because I want a slow political death. You know, if they indict Cheney or he resigns, Bush and the Republicans are going to name a front runner, and it's be like a fresh start. A front runner for 2008, and it's be like a fresh start for them. I hope Cheney's around till 2008.
You know who the rumor is about who they would name?
Who?
Really? To take Cheney's place?
No.
Should he get in trouble? Condoleezza Rice.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Or even a Tom Bridge, it would give him a fresh start. And I read
But what happens if Cheney, under oath, told the special prosecutor something different than the notes show.
Then it's like perjury, you know, then it's lying and obstructing justice. But I don't think he'll be blamed for the leak.
I don't think he'll be blamed for the leak either. Although Libby could be blamed for the leak.
Oh no, Libby, I think is in deep doo doo. I mean, he obviously was the one that leaked it to the press, and that's what is breaking.
I wonder if Libby leaked it to Novak.
It's possible. I mean, because Novak definitely heard it from someone.
Well, remember this. Novak has to have two sources. Every reporter supposedly, allegedly, is supposed to have two sources before they print something. So if Libby is source one, who's source two?
I doubt Novak ever follows that rule.
What do you think? I'm giving it too much of a benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, I think so.
Shame on me, right?
Right.
Okay, Dave, thanks for a great call. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Well, you know, I always thought that reporters and columnists are supposed to have, like, two sources. So I always thought that the Prince of Darkness, Robert Novak, would have, like, two sources. So Libby might be one of them. Who's the other one? Let's go to John in Broomfield. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, John.
Hey, Jay, I don't have a whole lot to talk about the leak, but I hope it's all right. I wanted to maybe just touch a little bit on an earlier call or more of a general discussion on the war.
That's all right. Go ahead. I don't
that's
care.
That's all right. But,
they're entwined, you know, actually.
Yeah, I realize that to some degree. But I kind of agreed with what he had said, that he wasn't for the war. But now that we're there, we got to... We need to be committed to some degree. I mean, that's my feeling. I was not for the war. I always thought it was politically motivated. There was, you know, piggybacking on the whole 9/11 and so on and so forth. But now that we're there, we're basically obviously under the microscope of the world and the UN and everything else. And if we pull out doing a half, you know what, job, you know, it's first off an injustice to all the Iraqis and just the misery we put them through so far to leave it in a half-baked situation. But even in a follow-up, we're going to be, you know, everyone in the world now, especially Europe and France and all those that were the naysayers, are going to be able to say, see, we told you so. You're going to go in there, you're going to make things worse, and you're going to pull out with half an effort, and we're never going to trust the U.S. for anything again.
Hang on a second. I'm going to park you in the phone zone, and I'll come back to you. I just got to get some traffic. So can you stick around?
Yep.
All right, stick around, John. And anybody else wants to join in on this? Because really, the CIA leak gate, the Plame gate thing, and Iraq are kind of like one and the same. 303-713-7600, three lines open. 6:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a little bit of trouble right now. Southbound I-25 had an accident approaching the turnpike. It has been cleared. We are seeing some bunching from Thornton Parkway on down. Then expect about a 10-15-minute ride between downtown and the tech center. I-70 checking clear in both directions from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 and C-470 still pushing top speeds. And Boulder Street starting to pick up just a little bit on Arapahoe, Foothills Parkway, and the diagonal. Highway 93 also starting to get busy. And the turnpike a little sluggish near Federal as we're headed eastbound. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s. We're at 40 degrees at the moment. Tonight on the Discovery Channel, there's a three-story blaze with your name on it on Firehouse USA at 8. At 9, Mike Rowe rolls up his sleeves for Dirty Jobs. And at 10, five friends have one shot at survival on SOS Coast Guard Rescue. Let's all discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talks.
Inventory. You can come in anytime between now and Saturday and look at what they've got. And Saturday, they'll slash hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. They've got some cars there as low as $199. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets a first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. You owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday for the best deal in town. And, of course, at Rocky's Autos, every car has the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of power train protection. And Rocky's Autos is the home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Of course, the slasher sale, they'll be open at 8 a.m. So make sure you get out there, and you can check out the inventory even before the sale. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, or check them out online at Rock.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
But, you know, once again, if we made a commitment to go in there, we can't say that we committed to go in there with only 2,000 casualties, and then that's when we start the withdrawal.
Let me ask you this. How long do we stay?
I don't know. I mean, right? That's what happened with Vietnam or whatever, right? I mean, that's why.
Yeah, we lost 48,000 Americans in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, that's the whole theme of why you shouldn't go to war unless it's the very last resort. Or there is a proven dire threat to the
country. See, I believe what Brent Scowcroft said, and this article comes out this week in the New Yorker. It's worth reading too, where he says that basically what we're doing by being there is we're feeding the insurgency. Presence is feeding the insurgency. Now, Brent Scowcroft is not a flaming liberal guy. I mean, he was involved with Bush 1. He has known Dick Cheney for 30 years. And said that the Dick Cheney now is not the Dick Cheney that he knew.
And that when asked about, you know, how we were doing foreign policy-wise, he paused for a couple of seconds and said, well, we're doing okay in Europe. I mean, he knows that the situation is not working out. He knows that it's wrong. The question is, how long do we stay this course that this administration's got us on, which is not leading us anywhere? And do we have absolute proof that if we got out, that Muslim extremists, Islamic extremists, would threaten the United States? I mean, how much of this is Islamic extremists and foreign fighters, and how much of it is just the people of Iraq on the brink of a civil war here?
Well, yeah, and I mean, if it's a civil war, you know, that's not going to clear itself out for years to come, at the very least, right? And we're going to be in the midst of that and losing more people. I don't know. No, I don't have the answer. I really don't. I don't know who does at this point. I think it's a sad state of affairs.
Well, not this, you know, not these neocon whack jobs that are running this country, because they certainly don't have an answer, because Bush keeps going on. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Like, now they're going to say, because the Constitution passed, that that's like a real big milestone. And the mainstream media is going to go, that's a big milestone. But if you remember back to Vietnam, they had a government there also. And it didn't stop the insurgency on that point, and it's not going to stop the insurgency here. Look what they did yesterday to the Palestine Hotel. I mean, they're not going to give up. These people are, you know, the Sunnis are mad at the Shiites. I mean, it's a mess. All right, well, John, I appreciate the call, man. I thank you for getting on the air with me.
Likewise. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. 303-713-7600. I got an email from a guy who said, and I always get these, why are you so nice to your callers? Because, you know, I appreciate the people who call this show. I really do. All right, let's go to Jim in Louisville. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Jim. What do you think?
Well, I would like to divert the topic back to the leaking, what I call the Rove scandal.
Do it, man, with my pleasure.
Okay. I think there's a possibility, and this is just a kind of a devil's advocate point of view, that Libby told the truth, but not the whole truth, and that he did hear about it from reporters, but that the reporter he heard it from could have been Novak, who got it from the vice president.
Oh, you know, that could be possible. Do you buy the idea that... Which one caller? I think it was Bruce and Centennial laughed at me when I said this. Do you buy the idea that Novak follows the old journalistic rule that you got to have two sources before you run with a story?
Well, I'm an old journalist. I came out of the Watergate area in Washington, so I don't know. I suspect that rule is not being followed by very many journalists today. I don't think I think that was a standard that the Washington Post set for its reporters during that time. But
well, Novak's a pretty old-line guy.
Yeah, but I don't consider him really a reporter. He's a columnist. He doesn't think of himself as a reporter. I would think that he just goes with... he's running in circles that he has to believe that he's being told the truth. And I think, and he also runs in circles where he would have access to Bush, or to Cheney, and maybe even Bush, but more likely Cheney would talk with him. And when he hears it, if he were to hear it from Cheney himself, I don't think he would have a hesitation to go with the story.
Well, you know, what you're saying, and you're playing devil's advocate, I agree, but what you're saying is, if Novak heard it from Cheney,
right,
then that sticks Cheney right in the middle of all of it. Well, he's in the middle of it now, but I mean,
well,
it puts him in an even worse position.
I agree. Now, I think that they could possibly there seems to be evidence that Libby got information from Cheney, but he could have done that. Could have gotten them from both sources. And
well, notes show that Libby did get the information from Cheney.
Well, I don't know whose notes they are. But
Libby's, apparently.
Okay, but he could have also gotten it from the reporter and just identified the reporter in his testimony, which would put him in the middle of an obstruction case.
Right.
But not necessarily a perjury case.
Somebody here's not fessing up.
Of course not.
Somebody here, man. I mean, you know what? I don't care what all, you know. I'm going to go on the record and say this. I don't care what all of these talking heads say. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I hang on every inch of this story. I admit it. I'm obsessed with it. I could do it all morning this morning for 4 hours. I watch Chris Matthews with as much misinformation at times that he gives out. I watch all of that every single, because he has Jim VandeHei of the Washington Post on. I mean, I'm checking every bit of this. I'll tell you something. You know what? Fitzgerald doesn't go to the trouble to put a reporter in jail for 85 days. He doesn't go to the trouble to threaten Matthew Cooper of Time magazine. He doesn't put up a website suddenly with a letter on that website that says exactly what he's charged to do. He isn't doing all of this simply because he's going to come up with at the end of this week with nothing. Somebody is going to get the hammer dropped on him.
Well, I think that you're probably right. I'm not. I never predict what's going to go on in, one, in politics, and two, in the court system or in the judicial system. So to say that absolutely, I couldn't do that. But I think in all likelihood, you're probably right.
All right, Jim. Thanks,
man. But I wanted to make one more comment.
Okay, quickly, because I'm running out of time here.
Okay, you have an amazing grasp of the obvious.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
We'll see you. All right. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. I'm telling you, man, I could do this whole CIA leak thing. I could do it. You know, I could be as obsessed about this as Peter Boyles is about immigration. I mean, I could just do it and do it and do it and do it and do it. And I'm hanging on everything that goes on. And maybe, you know, maybe some of the pundits are right that it isn't as important outside of the Beltway. But, man, I would love to see Cheney stumble. I would love to see. It just warms me all over that Cheney is now suddenly thrust into the middle of all of this and that there may be these problems going on at the White House. Well, there are problems going on at the White House because they're bracing for these indictments. And it could be tomorrow or it could be Friday. The grand jury does not meet today. It's 6:44, 60 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Incredible prices on Applejack's fantastic selection of wines, beers, and spirits only at Applejack. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
And they will know that America became a better nation, stronger, more prosperous, more secure, because George W. Bush was president of these United States.
Now, do you believe that? That's Dick Cheney last night at Invesco Field. Do you believe that? Do you believe what Cheney's saying there at 6:48? 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Mostly sunny, high near 69 today. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Three lines open. We're talking not only about what's going on with Dick Cheney and the CIA Plamegate leak story, but also AP says, and so does CNN, that the U.S. death toll, and they're quoting the Pentagon, has now hit 2,000 in Iraq. And there's a new Wall Street Journal poll that says the majority of Americans say military action in Iraq was wrong. A new Harris Interactive poll shows American sentiment about the situation in Iraq remains generally gloomy, with fewer than a quarter of Americans saying they are confident that U.S. policies in Iraq will succeed. 2,000 deaths. Man, do you think this was worth it? For 2,000 deaths? And, of course, the CIA Plamegate situation is all wrapped up in the war because this whole thing is over this administration's phony reasons for going to war. Let's go to Phyllis in Aurora. Phyllis, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you're enjoying Fitzmas. Well,
yeah.
So am I. Believe me. And though the war, I don't know what to do about it. I knew not to go in. I'm just an old lady here in Aurora, and I knew better than to get in that stupid war. Now I don't know what to do about it. But right now, let's enjoy Fitzmas. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's great to see this going on.
Oh,
that these people have finally been caught.
And that speech that Cheney made last night, what a crock. What a crock. I tell you, I'm 70 years old, and I've never in my life saw such a bad administration. I have never in my life so absolutely downright hated people. I hate these people, and I've never felt like that. I didn't feel that way about Nixon. I didn't feel that way about even Johnson. I was, you know, really hated his war, but this bunch is really took the cake, and that's all I'll say this morning. I'll let you get on to somebody else.
All right, well, let me ask you one thing,
okay.
Though. You really think that this administration is worse than Nixon?
Oh, yeah, I do. Nixon.
Even though Nixon, when Watergate broke, Nixon was defiant and was going to protect his people. Now I wonder if George W. Bush is going to be defiant and is going to protect his people, or if he's going to take the advice of a lot of leading conservatives and a lot of administration supporters, which is to dump anybody who's been indicted, reorganize basically the White House operation, and move on.
It'll be interesting to see, because the one thing about Bush that I think maybe he has is loyalty. I think he has nothing else. He is just such a weakling, such a mess. But he might be loyal. I have no idea. Just have to, Jay, I just we'll have to wait and see, I guess. But he may just dump them all.
Well, we'll have to see. Well, you're right. We'll have to see. Phyllis, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. You bet. For those of you just waking up, too, the New York Times is running with the story that I, Louis Libby Jr., Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, first learned about the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation in a conversation with Mr. Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Don, how are you this morning?
Hey, it's great. I'm going to work. It's going to be a nice day. Tomorrow maybe we'll have these guys indicted. They're finally getting their due, you know. And what's going to happen with this bunch is there's such a bunch of rats, they'll start turning on each other, and it'll all come out. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know something interesting? Do you think Rove is turning on Scooter Libby?
Oh yeah, they're such a sleazy bunch, you know. I hated Nixon as much as anybody because he was despicable. But at least the guy had some loyalty. These guys don't even have any loyalty. They'll turn on each other just to protect their own hides. That's how sleazy they are. And I think that's what's happening. They're turning on each other right now.
So in other words, Rove went before the grand jury and pointed the finger at Libby, and Libby went before the grand jury and pointed the finger at Rove.
Yep. That's my guess.
Although, you know, the president chewed Rove out here, a couple of months ago about this whole situation. So Bush has to know about it, but now Cheney is stuck in the middle of it.
Yep.
God, wouldn't it be great if they'd get Cheney?
Yeah, I think it'd be great if they'd get them all out of office. They're a bunch of incompetent, inept, corrupt, immoral. I mean, you can't think of enough adjectives to describe these guys and how inept they are. And it's just, they're taking our country down the drain. You know, and this speech, what the heck are these people thinking about listening to Cheney spout off at the mouth about how great George Bush is? I mean, look around and see what's happening, for crying out loud.
Because they've drank the Republican Kool-Aid?
God almighty. I mean, are these people so stupid that they can't see the writing on the wall?
I don't know, man. I wonder what a lot of them are going to say when the indictments come down. I mean, I got to believe they're going to happen. I got to believe they'll get them tomorrow or possibly on Friday.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, this guy seems to be, Fitzgerald seems to be meticulous. There's no leaks coming out. I mean, that's how meticulous this guy is. Look at Ken Starr's operation. That was just a National Enquirer every day of the week. This guy is serious, and he's not going to take all his time, 2 years plus, and not come down with any indictments. Something's going to happen.
I agree. Thanks, Don. Appreciate the call.
See you.
And you know something about this? It's going to be very, very hard for Bush loyalists to attack Patrick Fitzgerald because Bush has said on a number of occasions that this guy has conducted this inquiry with grace and is doing a great job. How are they going to attack this guy? What strategy are they going to take to try to fend this guy off, particularly publicly? And here's something else to think about. This came up last night on Chris Matthews. And they had Dick Sauber on, who was an attorney for, I believe, Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, who said that the trial, if there are indictments, and I got to believe there are going to be, but if there are indictments, the trial could be in the middle of the midterm elections. You don't think Republicans are scared? They've got to be scared. They've got to be terrified by this. And the New York Times running this morning with the story that Louis Libby Jr., Scooter, Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, first learned about the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation in a conversation with Mr. Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. Now, the question is, who's the leaker here? Is it Louis Libby or is it Dick Cheney? And Cheney has every right to talk to Libby about this kind of stuff because Libby's got a security clearance, and so does Cheney, of course. So that law about leaking a CIA agent's name, it'd be hard to charge Cheney with that. But did Cheney give instructions to Libby to go get Joseph Wilson? This is another part of this that's not being explored. Did he tell him, okay, go take care of this guy? Because, hey, here's something you may want to know. Wilson's wife works for the CIA, and put that out. And make it clear that I didn't send Joseph Wilson. And Joseph Wilson never said that Dick Cheney sent him. What Joseph Wilson said was he was sent by the CIA, and that Cheney wanted the CIA to find out about the yellowcake uranium in Niger. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's quickly go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Got about a minute. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Okay, I got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, great, Jay. You know what? All other agendas aside, let me tell you, I'm with you on the Cheney deal. I want to see this guy go down. He is the most crooked politician in the nation today.
Okay? You think so?
From his dealings in Wyoming when he was a senator, with his dealings with Halliburton, the kickbacks he's getting right now from that company are tremendous. The stock options, I mean, this guy, he has to go down. You know, I'm chopping at the bit. I could care less about Libby right now or Roe. I want to see Cheney go down big, and I'm hoping it happens. He needs to be brought to justice.
Boy, you know what? I'm hoping it happens, too, but it looks like, if you believe what the New York Times says, all Cheney did was tell Libby, which is in his purview because of his security clearance.
Right, right. You know, he's got people covering for him. He makes Bush look like a saint.
But you know something? He did talk in front of, here's the thing, he did talk in front of Fitzgerald under oath. A couple of callers have said last week that that wasn't true. But the New York Times reports this morning that he did talk to him under oath.
I'm sure he did.
I wonder if Cheney told the truth.
You know, the underpinnings of his demeanor and his entire being are just unbelievable. I think this guy needs to go down. I would love to see it. I think that would make the rest of my life.
Yep, I think so, too. Robert, thanks, man.
All right, Jay. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to talk C&D, and Governor Bill Owens will be here as well to talk about his bipartisan effort to get C&D passed. And the opponents of C&D have pulled another one, considering a television ad. I'll tell you about that coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The investigation to find out who outed a CIA undercover operative takes a new turn. We get the latest live from CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
The special counsel is said to have evidence that Vice President Cheney's top aide, Louis Libby, first heard about the covert CIA officer from Cheney himself, not from journalists, as Libby reportedly testified. The New York Times points to notes from a 2003 Cheney-Libby conversation. Stephen Salzberg, a former Justice Department official in Republican administrations, sees a possible cover-up in the case.
The notion that somebody didn't tell the truth at the beginning is becoming a little bit easier to believe.
And the special counsel is nearing decisions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
If you live in the Florida Keys,
time for a big cleanup.
Homeowners and emergency crews are out in force across South Florida, picking up after Hurricane Wilma in East Naples.
Much less damage than I thought there would be. It's a mess, but it's all stuff that can be cleaned up and replaced without destroying the home.
The big storm left its heavy footprint on towns from the Gulf Coast to the Atlantic, killing at least six, causing billions in damage. 6 million people lost power. Most should get it back soon, but others could have to wait weeks. Officials are handing out ice and clean water. What's left of Wilma has joined forces with another system to clobber parts of the Northeast. CBS's Lou Miliano is live on the Weather Watch in Bayshore, Long Island.
A nor'easter hit by a passing Hurricane Wilma, and you get this: flooded streets. This is Maple Avenue in Bayshore, New York, and at times we have right now 30-mile-an-hour winds with gusts of 40. There are high wind warnings, coastal flood warnings, but out here, you don't need to be warned. 2,200 people have without electricity, there are airport delays, and it's going to stay this way all day. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Bayshore, New York.
Military officials in Iraq say two Marines have been killed by a roadside bomb that raises American deaths since the start of the war to 1,999. In Baghdad,
Erbil, 99.
The results of Iraq's constitutional referendum are in. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that.
The referendum was approved by a majority.
78. percent.
The no votes, 21%, according to an electoral official.
These are the final results.
And with that, the Constitution is approved, and the next step in this process will be an election for a new Iraqi parliament, December 15th. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks died last night, less than 2 months shy of the 50th anniversary of the day she refused to give her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus to a white man. The Reverend Jesse Jackson says Parks' decision to protest Jim Crow segregation laws wasn't made on the spur of the moment.
She did not accidentally do what she did. She planned to fight back. She planned to take the risk.
Rosa Parks was 92. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about 4 points lower. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have Purple Power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little Purple Power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, as more people head out onto the roadways, we are starting to see a few problems. Have two separate accidents working east on 6th Avenue, one at Knox, the other at Federal. They're in the clearing stages, but expect delays from Wandsworth if you're coming in from Lakewood. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104th, have a couple trucks now tangled up at 84th Avenue, adding to those jams. Then we're slow from 6th Avenue because of a wreck at Lincoln Broadway. And eastbound I-270, seeing the usual slow spots from I-76 over to York and checking out Boulder Streets. Things are busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. We're stacking up on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, and the Turnpike running a heavy Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny with highs in the 70s. We're at 42 degrees right now. Tonight on the Discovery Channel, there's a three-story blaze with your name on it on Firehouse USA at 8. At 9, Mike Rowe rolls up his sleeves for dirty jobs. And at 10, five friends have one shot at survival on SOS Coast Guard Rescue. Let's all discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM 760 booth and test your skills on the climb.
32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, mostly sunny, high near 69, 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here, and it's good to have you along. Let's take care of some business here. This hour's $1,000 name is Trish Zenger. Trish Zenger of Littleton, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. And if you're down in Colorado Springs, you don't want to miss out on this. Don't miss out on getting tickets to see Al Franken. Because you know what? If you missed out on getting tickets to see Al Franken, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk will be in Colorado Springs on Wednesday morning. That's this Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Liberal Store. Tickets are limited, so head down there before they're gone. For more information, log on to am760.net. Let me give that to you one more time. If you missed out getting tickets to see Al Franken, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk will be in Colorado Springs on Wednesday morning. That's this Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Liberal Store. Tickets are limited, so head down to the store before they're gone. For more information, of course, you can always log on to am760.net. All right, coming up at 7:30 this morning, which is about 30, well, actually, it's about 22, no, it's about... I'm looking at the clock upside down here. It's about 23 minutes maybe, if I'm correct on this, from right now. Actually, it'll be 7:35, so it's about a half hour away. We're going to talk to Governor Bill Owens about C&D. Now, I don't know how many of you saw this morning in the paper, and I'm really just astounded at this. I've never quite seen anything like this, and I've lived in a ton of states, because basically in this business I've basically been a nomad. I mean, I've lived here twice, and I've lived in Chicago three times, and I've worked in Texas. I mean, I've been all over the place. I mean, you name it. Either I know somebody who's been there or I've been there myself. And I've never seen a campaign like this before. I really never have. There's an article in the paper in the Rocky Mountain News by John C. Enslin, I guess is his name, E-N-S-S-I-L-I-N. Now, check this out. Backers of Measure decry television ad. Group says use of Hank Brown clip is meant to mislead. Supporters of Referendum C cried foul Monday over a recent television ad that they say contends misleads viewers into thinking that University of Colorado President Hank Brown is against the referendum. Now, of course, you know he's for it. We had him here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and he explained exactly why he was for it. Four people, three women, and Brown appear on an ad titled Referendum C, Permanent $3 Billion Tax Increase. One woman calls Referendum C a tax increase. Another says Referendum C would hurt families by taking money from them that could be used to send their children to college. Brown appears in a cameo and says it's about an opportunity for young people to go to college. The ad tries to trick casual viewers into thinking that since Brown's face is on the ad, that he too opposes Referendum C, said Katie Atkinson, a spokeswoman for the pro-referendum C and Vote Yes group. We have gotten a ton of calls about it, said Atkinson. The goal is to twist and confuse and baffle, she said in the latest ad, which ran last week. But Dave Parsons, a spokesman for Colorado Club for Growth, hey, Dave, where are you getting all your money from? A Colorado Springs-based group opposed to referendum C says he has fielded no complaints about the ad, which he contends simply responds to an early pro-C ad which prominently features Brown. But you know that Brown is not against referendum C&D. He's not against it because we had him on this radio station. I had him here on this morning. Or not this morning, I'm sorry, I had him on here the other morning, and he said he was for it. So why are they putting him in this ad and portraying it as if he's against it? I mean, these people who are against C&D, this hits an all-time low. I mean, this is really low. What is it about these neocons that they have to operate this way? We didn't take them out of context at all, Pearson said. We just think parents can spend their money better than he can. That doesn't make any sense. Atkinson conceded that on a freeze frame, there is a little line identifying the Brown clip as having been taken from an earlier pro-C referendum commercial. But the note goes by so fast, she said, it's hard to catch. It gives the impression that Brown is anti-C because he's sandwiched between women who say why they hate referendums C and D. When I first saw it, my first reaction was, what is Hank Brown doing on one of their spots, Atkinson said. Unbelievable. But Pearson contends that the pro-C ads which feature Brown have been misleading because they identify him as a former U.S. senator, not as a CU president. But it doesn't make any difference. Everybody knows who Hank Brown is. And the Rocky Mountain News article goes on to say that Brown has been outspoken in his support of referendum C, arguing that it would measure that if the measure fails to win voter approval, it will drive up the cost of tuition at public colleges and universities and could lead to the demise of at least one community college. So you got the people who are against this, who we don't know where their funding is coming from, running these ads, taking Brown out of context, which is actually something, if you believe Katie Atkinson, that they swiped from the pro-referendum C ad. Unbelievable. Can anybody remember anything being this twisted and this misleading and this bad and anybody stooping to this kind of level? Because I certainly can't. I mean, this goes right along with John McCain having a black baby out of wedlock. mean, you would think that Karl Rove is running this campaign. Meanwhile, of course, the anti-C&D people will not tell us where they get their money from. This is an ongoing thing that I keep bringing up all the time about how they won't tell us where their money's coming from. Why won't they tell us? What are they ashamed of? You know, they always say that old thing about, well, you want to really know what's going on, follow the money trail. And the C&D people won't provide a trail. And they won't let us know where the money's coming from. Pearson claims the ad is no longer running, not because of any complaints, but because it has run its course. Meanwhile, the NEC campaign is contemplating running another ad that pokes fun at another referendum C supporter, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. I should ask for predictions here, whether we think C&D is going to pass or whether it's going to fail. Lord help this state if it doesn't make it. 303-713-7600. Okay, phone lines are open. You want to comment about this story? Get up off your half moons and get plugged into the program here. 303-713-7600. And two questions out on the table. You can comment about the ad. That's number one. And then number two, do you think referendum C, we're into the last week of this. Do you think referendum C&D is going to make it? Yes or no? Or is it going to go down to defeat? Do we think the best of our fellow Coloradans, or do we think the worst of them? I honestly have no gut feeling as to what's going to happen, and I got a big gut. I can't tell you. I turned last night and asked Mary. I said, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think this is going to pass, or do you think it's going to fail? I asked Ken Gordon that yesterday. I'll ask the governor, rather, the same thing. Whether he believes it'll pass. After all, he's leading the bipartisan effort to get it done. And this is talking about Colorado's future. And even around this country, where these neocons are trying to get a Tabor-like amendment inserted into other states, they don't even use that ratcheting down effect. They don't even put that in there like we have here. All right, 303-713-7600. You want to comment about the ad, and also, if you want to tell me whether you think C&D will pass, 303-713-7600. I got three lines wide open, so use them. At 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, the governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Owens, coming up at 7:30 to talk about his bipartisan effort to get C&D passed, and he was one of the initial people who crafted this agreement of C&D. And he knows he's coming onto a very partisan radio station. But in this particular thing, you've got people from both sides of the aisle who believe that C&D should ultimately pass because Colorado is going to be in deep trouble without it. Coming up at 8, we're going to have Democratic and National Committee Press Secretary Josh Earnest to talk about the Cheney developments. That's coming up after 8, too. We got a lot of stuff on the burner here this morning. 303-713-7600, three lines up. And, of course, they put that illegal immigration in there as well. Well, that's just to twist you a little bit, right? What do you mean it's a public service announcement? It's a freaking lie. It's a political announcement. Whew. These people don't know how to tell the truth if you threw cold water on them and beat them with a rubber hose. All right, let's get into something that is the truth. If you're going to buy a car or truck, don't do it until this Saturday. And the reason why? Because Rocky's Autos is having a slasher sale. And buying a car before then is like, well, it's like burning up your money. Come in now. You can come in now and preview the huge inventory that they have. But on Saturday, they're going to slash hundreds and even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. They got some cars there for as low as $195. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first, this is how it works. Gates open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday to get the best deal in town. And, of course, Rocky's Autos protects every automobile with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. It protects you, you're not from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rocky's Autos has a massive inventory, and cars are going to be slashed like there's no tomorrow. So make sure you get there before 8 a.m. to get in line. And if you want to go preview the inventory, you can go do it now. Rocky's Autos, great people, and the good people to deal with. They're normally open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but this Saturday, gates open at 8 a.m. Rocky's Autos, They're located at...
One thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
All American Exteriors at 303-7 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
List. Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today of around 69, 303-713-7600. We're talking about referendum C&D, whether you think it'll pass, and also the latest tomfoolery on the part of the opposition to C&D. Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Marshall, how are you?
I don't want to get you in trouble, but, you know, we'll refute the C&D, anti-C&D ads. We'll get it done. And, I just don't want to get you in trouble. You're pretty fired up over that public announcement.
Yeah, the public service announcement, which amounts to a pile of.
Well, and the only reason they can do that, I want to remind all your listeners, is they are a tax-exempt organization. That means they have the same exact tax status as the Red Cross, the Independence Institute.
Unbelievable, so, isn't it?
It's just astonishing. Anyways, what I wanted to say is, I don't want to complain about these ads. Let them do whatever they got to do. But you know what? If they're going to punch us, I'm going to punch back them as hard. And I want to remind all the suburbanites out there, if C&D doesn't pass, one of the things we can't pay for are prisons. That means all the people that, you know, the bad people out there that, you know, commit crimes, well, we're going to have to kind of use a little bit of discretion on who we incarcerate and who we don't, because we don't have the funds to pay for things. That's one of the things that government does. You know, government isn't this evil entity. It makes sure that we have a society, and part of the society is incarcerating those that have broken the law. And our government can't function if we don't pass C&D.
You know what? That's very, very true. I wonder how many people realize that, whether you're suburbanite or wherever you live, I wonder how many people realize that the prison systems are going to be in trouble, too, if we don't pass C&D.
It's going to be across the board. They're going to have to cut, you know, around $400 million next year. And it's going to be coming from all areas of government. And one of them it's going to come from is the prison. So, while, you know, they're trying to confuse the issue, trying to sit around this or, you know, whatever is the new lie of the week, you know, you guys decide what's important. Do you want government to function as it should? And part of a government's role is incarcerating people that have broken the law. If you want these people roaming the streets, fine. Vote no on C&D. You know, it's your decision.
Very well said, Marshall. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Brad in Highlands Ranch. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Brad. What about yourself?
Well, I'm all right. I watched that ad still running. I watched it 7:15 on Channel 9 this morning.
Well, they claim it's off.
Well, it wasn't off at 7:15 this morning. I can tell you I watched it. That ad's been pissing me off since I saw it.
Well, there's another lie they've told the media.
Well, that's what they do. And, you know, one of my problems, I'm a divorce lawyer. And if you want to know what the budget crisis has done to people, talk to somebody who filed for divorce in Douglas County and can't get in front of a judge for a final orders hearing for 18 months.
What?
18 months. If a client comes and says, I want a divorce in Douglas County, I say you have to settle, because if you want a permanent orders hearing in front of the judge, you will maybe get 4 hours 18 months from now.
That's incredible.
That's what the budget cut. And, you know, that's no disparagement to the judge. The judge they got down there is working so hard, she never leaves the courthouse. But that's it. That county grew so fast, and the governor couldn't, and the legislature could not fund the judge position they needed down there. It's worse than Elbert County, which is attached to Douglas County. They get one judge 1 week a month.
Mm.
If you want a permanent orders hearing down there, you might as well just decide to stay married. And that leaves kids hanging. That leaves families hanging. You know, people got to understand that, you know, yeah, one of the functions of government, like the last caller said, is locking up bad people. One of the functions of government is to run courts, and they're not running. They're not working, and they haven't been working for years. They've cut the staff better than a quarter because nobody protects you through this department. And that hurts, honest to God, real people. If you wanted to sue John Caldera for being a lying sack of trash, you couldn't get into court for more than 2 or 3 years to get at him.
Boy, that's incredible that you have to wait that long.
It's sad, and Douglas County is the worst in the state. But there's a lot of people down there who are not getting justice because the state can't afford to give it to them.
Mm.
So it's nice to have somebody responding to these lies, and I think the lies are important because, you know, if you want to have an honest debate about the role of government, and if you want to be like John Andrews and John Caldera and believe that there should not be public schools and there should not be public universities, and there should not be, apparently, police in prisons, then have the guts to say it.
Yeah, really, you're right about that. Stop masking it behind other things.
You know, have an honest-to-God discussion. But John Caldera knows he's a right-wing radical, knows that people don't like him as a right-wing radical, and so he smiles, tells jokes, and lies.
And it brings in all that stuff about immigration. What has immigration got to do with any of this?
Well, it, of course, has nothing to do with it. Their position is that, you know, anytime you fund governments, you help illegal immigrants, which is flat out a lie. But, you know, that's the thing. It's easy to have a political debate if you have no ethics. If you have no ethics, no morality, or no interest in actual truth, then it's easy to be a political debater. I mean, these guys, you referred to Karl Rove earlier, these guys make Karl Rove look, one, intelligent, and two, sophisticatedly with an ethical system. I mean, John Caldera is Karl Rove with the gloves off.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's a red meat man and a twister, but all of these organizations are, and they like won't come clean about where they're getting their money from. I mean, it's just one, you know, confused situation after another. I can't believe anybody buys into that crap, yet people tell me that the vote on C&D is going to be very, very close.
Well, there's 30% of the population in Colorado that will vote against any tax, anytime, any way. And when you've got that kind of built-in support, all you have to do is confuse or lie to 21% of the people, 21% of the voters, and that's enough. Now, that's all John Caldera has to do, is he has to tell enough lies and throw enough garbage out there to get 21% of the voters confused, because the other 30% are going to vote that way no matter what. They don't even think. So, you know, and there's no 30% pro-tax group out there. You know, to convince people to do taxes, you actually have to have intelligent arguments.
Right.
To convince people to avoid taxes, all you have to be is John Caldera, you know, who... you know, has the advantage of never actually having done anything that I can see.
Yeah, you just got to be able to sow fear and resentment and doubt in people's minds, and then that's the way you win, rather than having an honest-to-goodness policy debate about what's going to happen to your money and what's going to be done.
No,
and then these same people turn around and they use these services, and then they bitch about them when the services don't come through.
Well, you know, surprise, surprise, John Caldera works for a tax-free group. You know something? He will manipulate any part of the system. If John Caldera could get a government grant to do what he does, he'd do it. He doesn't have any moral objections to taking government money.
Right.
He has moral objections to his money going to government. That's the difference.
All right, Brad. Thank you, man. Great call.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Let's quickly go to Ron in Castle Rock. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
Just a couple things. One, you definitely have two votes for C&D with my wife and I. We totally understand and believe this. But I want to throw another. I appreciate the gentleman's call about higher ed, or excuse me, about the justice system. I work down in Douglas County, and another issue that has not been brought up much is really, if you know the government of the state, after you take away Amendment 23, what can be cut is higher ed, the prisons, and the state park system. And that's what's left that is vulnerable. And in the state parks, which I'm a real strong state park, believer, that it's already out that if this doesn't pass, if C doesn't pass, that over half of the state parks are going to be shut down. They're not going to be open to anybody. And I don't think the public understands that. There will not be staff to run these state parks, and they'll be shut down. And when somebody goes out to a state park and wants to enjoy it with their family, it's going to be closed.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the kind of state we want to live in, do you?
No, we thrive on quality of life, and at the top of the list is quality of life or parks and trails and open space. And I don't think a lot of people have discussed that, but I talked to the director of state parks just last week, and he gave me the list of what's going to be closed either permanently or seasonally, and I think people are in for a huge surprise when they see, what do you mean that park's closed?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Ron, I got to run, Ron. I appreciate the call. It's a very good point, and I hope you'll call again.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic, and then we'll talk to Governor Bill Owens about C&D coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we'll take more of your phone calls, too, at 303-713-7600.
Well, the trouble spot right now is southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th. Have a couple trucks tangled up at 84th Avenue, adding to those jams once you get by that. We're slow from 6th Avenue because of a crash at Lincoln Broadway. Now eastbound 6th Avenue, still running heavy from Wadsworth because of earlier problems near Federal. Southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And eastbound I-70 now busy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Checking Boulder streets, we're crowded on Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, and Belmont. The turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, going to be nice today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 42 degrees right now. At Romano's Macaroni Grill, they saute a tender chicken breast along with mushrooms, artichokes, and prosciutto to create their chicken scallopini. Try their chicken scallopini today for only $11.99. Only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Restaurant business. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718 to join
Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Since you're back in Colorado.
Yeah, I think so. I think it absolutely is.
Well, I'm glad you're letting me come back.
Well, you're welcome here anytime. Even though we would disagree on about 99.99% of everything, it's okay. That's what makes the world go around.
It does, especially Fidel Castro.
Yeah, especially you right-wing neocons running the country.
We go back about 10 years, 15 years on Fidel Castro. Anyway, it's good to be back on your show. Now, Jay, what would you like to talk about this morning?
Well, you know I want to talk about C&D.
I know. I'm just trying to ease you into it a little bit more. This is good radio.
Okay. Let's ease into C&D.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. First of all, are you shocked by all the negative advertising from the opponents of C&D?
You know, I'm surprised at the way the campaign has developed. I'm old-fashioned when it comes to political discourse. I would love to have a campaign where you simply outline what's good about your plan. And sure, you can talk about the other plan as well. But in this case, what we're doing is what I've seen the Independence Institute do is try to defeat this through fear and through misrepresentation, rather than just making an argument against it.
You're the one who is going to have to make the decisions along with the legislature if C&D doesn't pass. How severe will things be in the state of Colorado if C&D fails?
You know, Jay, that's one of the frustrating things about this political discussion is the fact that people really don't understand what we've already cut and what the next round of cuts are going to mean to the average citizen. One of the reasons they don't understand what we've already cut is we did a pretty good job of cutting, of making things more efficient in ways that didn't impact the average citizen. But here are a couple of facts. First, in just 2 years, the state revenue dropped 16%, down 16% in just 2 years. That's not down from an increase. It's not less of an increase that we wanted, and that's what Doug Bruce and John Caldera will tell you. Went down 16%. The result of that was we cut spending by 15% in 3 years in Colorado. Department of Transportation's down 41% since 2001. Public Health and Environment, down 49% since 2001. Department of Higher Education, down 20% since 2001. And these numbers, Jay, aren't less of an increase. These are actual less than we had in 2001. Here's what's about to happen. If we don't pass referendum C on November 1st, that's next Tuesday, we're going to cut another $370 million from that one-third of the budget that includes higher education, transportation, public health and environment, agriculture, Department of Revenue, another third of $1 billion from the remaining $2 billion of the budget. So it's going to be dramatic. And it is going to put us into a situation where Colorado isn't going to be the type of state that we all want to live in.
Well, you consider yourself to be a fiscal conservative.
I am a fiscal conservative.
Yeah, you are a fiscal conservative. And I know in the old days, you and I would have arguments about this.
Sure.
But you're the one, who, along with the legislature, that's going to have to oversee these painful cuts. And you're saying that, I mean, that the money basically is not there, that you've cut as much as you can cut.
That is correct, and what's interesting, Jay, is we have plenty of revenue. Colorado's economy is coming back. Tax revenues are going up. We're recovering from the recession. But Tabor doesn't allow us to spend the dollars that we already collect. It's not a tax increase. We're simply asking permission to allow state government to recover from the recession just as the private sector is. Not raising taxes, but let us keep the revenue that's coming in our door for just the 5 years that referendum C covers. That will allow us to recover from those horrible shortfalls that we've already seen.
But you listen to the opposition, they're confusing the Tabor check with your state income tax. I mean, they're all over the road on this.
And they are, and they're doing it on purpose. The ads that they have saying, you know, don't let the politicians take your refund checks. Well, nobody's gotten a Tabor refund check in 4 years, and we shouldn't confuse this check, which next year we expect to be $15. That's what the average taxpayer will give up next year if referendum C passes, $15. We shouldn't confuse that with the checks that you get sometimes when you overpay your taxes. You know, when you April 15th, do you get money back or do you pay? Those people who are getting money back will still get money back from the IRS, from the Department of Revenue. It's just that there is a Tabor check that you haven't received in 4 years that you wouldn't get next year. We estimate that's a $15 check. And for that $15, we will be able to have lower tuition. We'll be able to have better roads and bridges. I know you guys up in Boulder don't care about roads and bridges. Speaking to a wider audience today, Jay.
Hey, I drive this state all the time, man,
I hear you.
And I care about roads very much.
And the
roads aren't in good shape in this state.
No, they're not.
And it's because we've had to cut transportation funding by 41%. So that $15 is actually going to save you far more in terms of tuition, in terms of public health, in terms of the environment, in terms of the services that the state needs to provide.
Let's talk about state employees. Layoffs?
Right. No, there would be, and there already have been layoffs. What we've done is we've simply not hired when we've had vacancies. And there will be layoffs next year if referendum C goes down. You can't cut a third of $1 billion from a budget and not impact the workforce.
But that also impacts state services, too.
Well, directly. I mean, if you're wondering why the driver's licenses or the lines are so long at driver's license offices, because we closed 24 of them. Doug Bruce says there haven't been any cuts. Tell that to the employees of the 24 Department of Revenue offices we closed. And that's why you have to stand in line for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, even more to get a driver's license in the state of Colorado. And, Jay, what bothers me is that this is a wealthy state. We're in the top 10 in terms of income per person. And yet we are becoming like some of those poor southern states. And it's not necessary. We already have the lowest taxes in the country. And we're already, you know, a very efficient state government, I would argue, largely because of Tabor since 1990. But Tabor's had an unexpected consequence that during the recession, it froze us in to the lowest part of our revenue, and that's the problem we're facing today.
7:42 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 18 minutes in front of 8. We have Governor Bill Owens on with us, a proponent of referenda C and D. Here's one thing I get, though, from people. How are we supposed to, I don't mean me, but I'm talking about people who have called me and sent me emails, say, how do we trust those in power to do what they say they're going to do with the money that they'll get from C and D?
Well, Jay, here's where representative democracy comes into play, and at some point, unless you're willing to sit down for the 6 and 8 months in the legislature and do it as a people of 4 million, you have to have representatives do it. And most of the legislators I work with, Democrat and Republican alike, are good and honorable people, and they do what they are told to do by the people of Colorado. And so I other than throwing out representative democracy and putting all of this stuff in the Constitution, which is where we got into trouble in the first place. We've been putting everything into the Constitution, and now we have a document that simply isn't workable. So here's the solution. Elect better people to the legislature and get off your rear and get involved a little bit. Get to know your legislators. I'll bet if I ask your listeners this morning, Jay, how many of you could name your state representative, I'll bet it's 10% of your listeners.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And so don't blame the politicians. Some of this is actually the people's responsibility in a governing democracy to take responsibility for their actions and get involved.
Yeah, very, very well said. All right, in the couple of seconds I got left, you can't run for governor again. What's in your future?
I want to be the point counterpoint with you. It'll be the Jay and Bill show.
All right.
And on every other week, it'll be the Bill and Jay show.
Okay, that's fine.
And we're not going to call it progressive. We're going to call you the liberal, and I'll be the mainstream conservative, and we can do talk radio.
I'll appear on the radio and debate you on any issue anytime. You know that.
I know it. Well, you are a good friend, Jay, despite your leftist tendencies. And in this case, on C&D, we're on the same side, and I'm glad of that.
Yeah, we certainly are. All right, say hello to your family for me, and thank you for coming on the program.
Give Mary my best. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Governor Bill Owens, and we are on the same side. He and I are opposed in so many areas, but we are on the same side when it comes to referenda C&D. All right, we'll take more of your calls on the referenda C&D at 303-713-7600, 745, 50 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And I forgot to ask him if he thought it would pass or if he thought it would fail. And that's kind of what I'm asking you, whether you think it's going to make it or not. And your feelings about this negative campaigning that the opponents of Referenda D are involved in. As I said before when I opened this up, I've lived in a lot of states. I can't remember anything as negative and as twisted as these ads that are running against Referenda C&D. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. 746.
Coast Guard Rescue. Let's all discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here.
Attack the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high near 69, 303-713-7600. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we will talk about Cheney again. And we'll spend the morning talking about C&D and a lot of other stuff as well. The governor's response about me and Fidel Castro goes back to the fact that I went to Cuba back in 1996, and someday I'll talk about that. And I've got friends in Havana, and I got an email from one of them that he's okay due to the massive flooding there of the water breaching the seawall. And I've got another friend who I haven't heard from, so I hope she's doing okay. Let's go to Chris in Fort Collins, who's been hanging on. Chris, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning. How's it going, Jay?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got two things I wanted to talk to you about real fast.
Sure. Do it.
Mr. I do believe that C and D are going to pass. And that's just because I have confidence in the people of this state. I think they're smart enough to realize that we do need it. And I've been doing a fair bit of getting off my half moon myself and talking to my neighbors and talking to everybody that I can, trying to convince them. And once I present the fact to them, it kind of, you can see a little light bulb come on.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we do need this. And the other thing is, I received a political phone call the other night. It was a recorded message, and it was from the Independence Institute, and I live in Fort Collins. And it was one of those ones where they ask you a question and then you respond.
Right, it's a negative push-pull poll.
And it said, you know, do you think that illegal immigration is a problem in the state of Colorado? My response was yes. I do believe it is a problem, not to the extent that some people do, but I do think it should be monitored a little better. And then they went on to say that, you know, if you do vote for C and D, it's going to repeal the Voters' Bill of Rights in the state of Colorado.
That's nonsense.
Exactly. It was a total falsity, a total lie. They told several other bald-faced, out-and-out lies in this. And like I said, they did say it was from the Independence Institute. So I didn't know if anybody else had received that phone call, but
yeah,
I was actually pretty frustrated with it when I got it.
Yeah, a guy called me, I think it was yesterday morning, from Colorado Springs and said he got one, too. You know, aren't you amazed that these people are like stooping to this level?
Well, I mean, and absolutely, and it is having just a total lie. I mean, if you read the pamphlet, it has absolutely nothing to do with the Voters' Bill of Rights in the state of Colorado. Absolutely nothing. It makes no mention of it in there at all. And for them to come out and say that if you vote yes on, it's going to repeal that. That's just, to me, that's prosecutable almost. You know.
It amazes me, man. I am just blown away by it. Chris, thanks, man. Thanks for hanging in, and thanks for getting on the air with us.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it. Maurice in Denver. Maurice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me just explain my situation briefly. I am a disabled Coloradan going through rehab, and if C&D don't pass, rehab in this state, for all intents and purposes, would potentially go away. Because there's an 80-20 match. So if you lose the 20, goodbye the 80.
So what would you do?
Because I'm a Metro student and the tuition would get unaffordable, I'd go back to Washington State. Seattle looks good this time of year, and sadly that's what would happen. And I know that a lot of my friends who aren't disabled, who have more than a year and a half, two to go, say they'd go to other schools out of state, where they can actually make their aid go further.
Yeah, bro, we're talking there about a brain drain, basically. Now, that's another thing that these people who are opposed to C&D don't ever want to talk about, a brain drain on Colorado. And you want to attract good business here, you want to attract bright, smart people here, then you got to have some degree of you have to have an educated populace.
Right, right, that's true.
And I mean, what this does is it just destroys that.
Correct, and like I said, for those of us that are disabled going through Colorado rehab, we lose big time. Another thing that gets lost: our organization just got newspapers over the phone, helped out by the state legislature through the library. We lose that too. We got a 1-year thing, but if this doesn't pass, we know the legislature won't have the money.
So are you honestly going to leave the state?
Yes, I financially don't have any choice.
What are you majoring in?
I'm doing an individualized degree program in computer science.
Yeah, that would be classified as a brain drain. There's no question about it. Well, what does your gut say? You think it'll pass?
I would say right now it's 60-40. 60 say, you know, it'll pass. 40 says it doesn't, and the ads scare me because friends in other states say if they ran this in any other state, it would be a no-brainer, unfortunately, that they'd just go for the easiest, the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And sadly, if you tell people that they can hold on to their money or you know, forego some of it for a good purpose, some of them just pick the money.
We're not talking about that much money, though. We're talking about anywhere from like $15 to $98.
Correct. I know. And, in fact, it's not even, it, you know, in my mind, it's a no-brainer. But some of these people, when they listen to John Caldera and company, all they think is, well, I got to get my $98 or whatever it is. And that's crazy.
Yeah, it is, because it makes a lot of people's lives very, very miserable. Maurice, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, 7:57 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, coming up next here, and we'll continue to talk about C&D, and don't forget about the open phone segment that comes up after 9 o'clock. But I got to talk about this again. This whole story, if you haven't heard it, that's running in the New York Times this morning. Cheney told aide of CIA officer's lawyer's report, we'll talk about that coming up with DNC Press Secretary Josh Earnest coming up next here. We'll get his reaction to Dick Cheney being thrust in the middle of this whole thing. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along this morning. We'll continue coming up here in just a few minutes.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. AMC.
Take them to Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Member FDIC. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Some restrictions apply.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Sunshine State is rolling up its sleeves to tackle a major cleanup job.
I have nowhere to live. The whole roof is cut up and the roof is gone.
CBS's Peter Combs has the latest from Naples, Florida.
They survived the storm. Now the hard work begins. Residents of Southwest Florida today begin to pick up the pieces just one day after Wilma walloped this coastline. Even those who consider themselves lucky did suffer some damage. Fort Myers Beach resident Brian Cook says, though, luck favored the prepared.
I got about an inch of water on the floor, but other than that, not too bad.
Today's focus here, restoring power and water. That could be a long process. Local officials say it could be a week or more before all the lights are back on. Peter Combs, CBS News, Naples.
The Northeast is taking a beating from an old-fashioned nor'easter. WPRI-TV's Michelle Muscatello is braving the elements in Narragansett, Rhode Island.
We are seeing a driving wind and horizontal rains this morning. In fact, I'm even having to brace myself against some of the wind gusts. 40 mile per hour sustained winds right now at Narragansett. By the time the morning is over, we could see some 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts capable of knocking down trees, power lines, and causing scattered power outages.
Some East Coast airports are running weather-related flight delays of more than 3 hours. Hurricane Wilma forced airlines to cancel at least 2,000 flights to and from Florida. It's not clear if top aide Karl Rove or anyone else at the White House blew the cover of CIA officer Valerie Plame, the wife of Iraq war critic Joseph Wilson, but Vice President Cheney's name has come up in connection with the leak investigation. The New York Times says Cheney spoke about Plame in a conversation with his chief of staff, Louis Libby, weeks before columnist Robert Novak outed her. Law professor Steven Salzberg says this could be a problem for Libby, since he reportedly told a grand jury he learned about Plame from reporters.
It would provide a background for why Scooter Libby and perhaps Karl Rove would want to suggest that they learned about this from reporters rather than this was a big deal in the White House a month before the Novak story appeared.
Grand jury could wrap up its investigation this week. In Iraq,
Karbala.
The final official count is in, and it shows that voters did approve a new constitution. The military is reporting two more deaths, Marines killed by a roadside bomb near the border with Syria. 1,999 Americans have died in Iraq since the start of the war. Civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks died last night in Detroit. She was 92. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Parks' refusal to give a white man her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus in 1955 helped change the course of American history.
When she sat out on the bus and refused to move her seat, it sparked the tearing down of the walls of segregation and apartheid in this country.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 14 points, NASDAQ's 5 points lower. This is CBS News.
I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a new guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have it free. Give yourself the best shot at the one thing that means everything. Love. Get started today at Match.com with our new guide. Free. Visit Match.com for details.
When you send flowers, send the best. How? 1-800-Flowers.com, of course. After all, they've been leading the flower industry for over 25 years, with stunning flowers sent fresh from their growers and bouquets designed by the best in the business. Whether it's a dozen roses or their signature Halloween bouquets, 1-800-Flowers.com makes every occasion special. So just call, click, or come in today and mention my name, Lisa, for a special discount. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. Send flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're in a busy ride right now coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25. It's heavy from 104th right into downtown. We have a crash off to the left shoulder on your approach to Alameda, adding to those jams, and it stays slow right through T-Rex. Now, westbound I-70, also slowing. We have a couple things going on between Kipling and Ward Road. Two separate accidents, a three-car crash on the right shoulder, dump truck versus a car blocking the right lane. So we have jamming past Wadsworth at this point. Southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and eastbound I-70 slows from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Boulder streets were crowded on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike loaded up eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 44 degrees at the moment. Applejack Wine and Spirits once again is shaking up prices throughout the store. Take 15 to 35% off every vodka and gin store-wide, 1 liter size or larger during Applejack's Shaken or Stirred Martini sale. Incredible prices on Applejack.
Tax refunds are in your hands. So get out and vote. A public service message paid by the Independence Institute.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
A public service message, more like a public disservice message. 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, and a high of around 69. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls on C&D and other things going on in the news. But right now we're going to talk to Josh Earnest from the Democratic National Committee. He is the press secretary. And, Josh, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, the New York Times runs with the story this morning. Cheney told aide of CIA officer, according to lawyers' reports. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, I think the only thing we can make of it is that the President of the United States was personally involved in personally smearing, the most significant and outspoken critic of the administration's, false case for the war in Iraq. With the Vice President of the United States encouraging his aides to leak national security secrets to promote a war that was conducted under false pretenses. It's a very, very serious charge. And I think it presents a very serious challenge for the White House to deal with it.
But do you think Cheney will be touched legally?
Well, we certainly know that he has testified before the grand jury. We know that Peter Fitzgerald, who is the special prosecutor that was brought in to ensure that this investigation was conducted without any hint of politics, is somebody who has met that standard, by all agreement here in Washington, D.C. I think that Mr. Fitzgerald, in previous investigations that he's done of government corruption in other areas, has a reputation for aggressively pursuing folks at the highest level of these things. So
yeah, all we got to do is ask the former governor of Illinois, George Ryan, about that.
That's right. Just to show that he's even-handed. I mean, this is a guy that's also currently, aggressively investigating corruption in the city of Chicago. That's a Democratic administration, of course. So we have a guy that's got a reputation for being a pit bull when it comes to government corruption, and it looks like that even he's got his hands full trying to get to the bottom of all the corruption going on in the White House right now.
So what's the buzz there in town? Is the buzz there in town that indictments are coming?
That is the buzz in town, precisely because the term of the grand jury that was appointed to investigate all of this is scheduled to end at the end of the week. So in all likelihood, if there are indictments, they are likely to come down this week. And, pretty much everybody at the White House at this point has testified. Just a couple of weeks ago, Karl Rove, who is, of course, President Bush's top political advisor, testified before the grand jury for the fourth time. According to lawyers, and I'm not one, but according to lawyers, that's highly unusual. And certainly indicates that folks at the highest level from the vice president Dick Cheney to Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor, to Scooter Libby, who is the chief of staff for Vice President Cheney, are all being considered. And the thing that's important here is we get bogged down in the names, but the thing that's really important for us to remember is this is an investigation to a cover-up about the false data and the way that the Bush administration misled the American public into war in Iraq. These are very, very serious charges, and I'm pleased that Mr. Fitzgerald seems to be getting to the bottom of them.
But yet Democrats are strangely silent about this, and they're silent about the war in Iraq, too. This is another problem. I mean, you know, no Democrats are speaking up about this debacle, and we are now, if you believe CNN, who quotes the Pentagon, we've reached the 2,000 death mark now.
Sure. You know, with all due respect, Jay, I think the Democrats have actually been pretty outspoken on this. I think Democrats are very concerned about the way that this administration has managed our troops. I think that today's milestone of the 2,000th soldier to die in Iraq is a grim reminder of the way that the Bush administration has failed to put a plan in place to make sure our troops knew what they were doing when they got there, that they could do their job as safely as possible with the proper equipment and training and things, and that there was a clear plan for success so that they could come home. All of those things have been lacking. And all of those, are examples of the way that the Commander-in-Chief of the United States, President Bush, has failed our military men and women and their families back here at home.
All right, let's get back to this Cheney-Rove-Libby thing for a second. You know, George Bush chewed out Karl Rove over this.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, they say that, that Rove may have misled the president himself. It's unclear if that story was planted to try and give the president a little plausible deniability so the president himself could say, look, I knew nothing about this, and as soon as I found out, I gave Karl Rove a good talking to. So it's unclear exactly what happened. It's clear, though, at the end of the day, that there was a widespread conspiracy that a lot of people in the White House at the highest levels were talking in very early stages, about the work that Joe Wilson and others were doing to try and bring the truth to light about the case for war in Iraq.
But, I was thinking, though, that would backfire on both Bush and Rove, because that would show that Bush knew what was going on.
It does. What was unclear from the story is exactly when that chewing out occurred. There's some people who've hinted that chewing out occurred at some point, later in the fall of 2003, after Rove, when Rove came to the president and admitted his involvement, long after Bush had denied knowing who was involved. So it's unclear exactly what's going on with that story. Some of this palace intrigue stuff is hard to follow. But what is clear is that there is a conspiracy at the highest levels of the White House.
All right, how high do you think it goes? Cheney?
According to the New York Times today, it goes all the way to Cheney.
But did Cheney break the law in talking to Libby about this?
Well, that's what Fitzgerald was trying to figure out. Both of those individuals had security clearances.
Right.
So talking to discussing it amongst themselves was not a violation of federal law. What would have been illegal, though, is if they had told anybody who didn't have that sort of status, particularly anyone in the news media. We know that Libby, told Judith Miller at the New York Times and possibly Matt Cooper at Time Magazine of Judy Miller's status as a CIA agent. What's unclear is if the vice president himself had any of those conversations. What's unclear is if the vice president himself directed his chief of staff to inform those reporters of her status as a CIA operative.
See, I mean, here's what I keep thinking. I don't know if this is right or not, and I'm certainly not trying to get Dick Cheney off the hook, because there's nothing I'd like to see better mm-hmm. than to see Fitzgerald land him, mm-hmm. And hang his head as a trophy. Mm-hmm. But suppose Cheney just says to Libby, look, here's the status. This guy's got a wife who's in the CIA. Her name is Valerie Plame, or maybe he doesn't give the name, and he mm-hmm. says, This guy's getting in our way. He's attacking one of our main reasons for going to war. Go after him. Take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Without going any farther.
Sure, sure. And that may have been the guidelines that the vice president laid out. The other thing that's at play here, and there's this tradition in Washington D.C., Jay, about folks who say that the cover up is worse than the crime.
Right.
There may have been an engineered conspiracy, not just to out an undercover CIA operative. But once it became clear that an undercover CIA operative had been outed and that important work of the CIA may have been compromised by this outing, by this political smear job from the White House, that there may have also been a similarly large conspiracy among Karl Rove and Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney to try and hide their involvement in outing that CIA operative among the media, you know, and the federal prosecutors, which of course would be a crime, and that may or may not have been something that, that Dick Cheney himself was also involved with. So, it, you know, early indications are that there are a couple different ways that this could go bad for the White House. You know, no matter what Fitzgerald concludes, this has really been bad for the country.
All right. When do you think, what's the buzz there? Indictments tomorrow, Friday, when?
Well, the buzz is before the end of the week, but even that, nobody is really sure about. You know, as I mentioned before, the term of the grand jury is supposed to be up at the end of the week, so the grand jury has been, you know, hearing all kinds of testimony, has looked at reams of evidence that have been produced by Fitzgerald and his team. You know, so we'll see what happens. The, you know, the rumor is before the end of the week, but who knows?
So you don't think Wednesday would be the day?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, they've been very secretive about this, and I think that's a testament to how professionally Mr. Fitzgerald has conducted this investigation. I mean, this is a guy who sticks to the rules, and that adds a lot of credibility to his investigation. If he does, in fact, return indictments, the way that he's conducted this investigation indicates, you know, that there are some very serious charges in place here.
Well, you know, the president has kind of boxed himself in by praising Fitzgerald. Now, how are the Republicans going to, other than that stupid attempt by Kay Bailey Hutchinson on Meet the Press, how are they going to attack this guy?
I'm not sure what they're going to do. I mean, the record of this guy is clear. I mean, his performance speaks for himself. This is a guy who's conducted this investigation with the utmost professionalism, and you know, this certainly isn't his first rodeo. I mean, this is a guy that's done a number of investigations like this before, a guy who has a reputation for guarding the public's interest in investigating government corruption. And that's what he was tasked to do here, and that seems to be what he's doing a pretty good job of. You know, and Republicans and Democrats alike have said good things about him and his professionalism and his legal credentials. So it's going to be hard for them to, you know, for them to attack
so
him.
So if you're sitting there in the White House and you're bracing for something to happen because you believe it's going to come down, how the hell do you fight this in the court of public opinion?
They're going to have a tough time. I mean, I think there are a couple things they're going to do. I think, you know, in the past, the facts have never really stopped them from criticizing somebody. So, you know, I do think that we can expect a pretty aggressive assault against Fitzgerald and his character, you know, all of which will be completely misplaced and out of line. You know, and I also think the other thing that we're starting to see is there are some rumors and some preliminary indication that he may be pursuing perjury and obstruction of justice charges against some folks who may have testified before the grand jury but not necessarily been completely truthful in that testimony. You know, basically Fitzgerald investigating a cover-up conspiracy. We already hear Republicans, including Kay Bailey Hutchinson on Sunday, saying that, well, obstruction of justice is not a real crime, and perjury is an indication that he couldn't really find a real crime that they committed, which, you know, I have to admit, Jay, I find completely laughable, because just, you know, 6 or 8 years ago, we
You're
had
right.
indignant Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing their moral outrage at the President of the United States for saying something that maybe might have been a little misleading in a civil deposition about his own personal life. So I do think we can expect to hear a little bit of that, too.
All right, one last question. Cheney was here last night in Denver at Invesco Field talking. Seems like he was shopping the same old thing, connecting the war in Iraq to terrorism and a threat against the United States. Is he ever, in the world, ever going to give that line up?
Who knows? It certainly has been discredited enough times. But I got to tell you, Jay, the thing that I think is pretty ironic is that Rick O'Donnell, a candidate for Congress there in Colorado, brings the scandal-plagued vice president of the United States to campaign for him. If that's the kind of company that he's going to keep in Washington, D.C., I don't think you guys want to send him to Washington, D.C. to represent you.
Yeah, that was exactly my same thought this morning. Hey, Josh, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk again.
Sounds good, Jay. It's good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Take care.
There's DNC Press Secretary Josh Earnest. A little information about what's going on inside the Beltway. All right, we're going to open phones now because we've got guests at 9:30 and 9, and we'll squeeze in your calls about C&D. And if you want to call, talk about this Plaingate situation, you can do that as well. I admit, and I said this earlier in the show, and I've been saying it since 6 o'clock, I am really, you know, I'm focused on C&D, but I'm also focused on this Plaingate situation. I definitely am focused on this Plaingate situation. Hey, don't miss out on getting out to see Al Franken. If you missed out on getting tickets to see Al Franken, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk will be in Colorado Springs on Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Liberal Store. Tickets are limited, so head down before they're gone And for more information, make sure you log on am760.net. Get down there in Colorado. If you're down there in Colorado Springs, get down to the Liberal Store on Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m., and score your Al Franken tickets. All right, it's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8.
Lennox Home Comfort Systems. Call today, 303-313-3333. I'm Bailey, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM760, Boulder's Progressive.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know. 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's beaten thousands of dollars off every vehicle, and gates open at 8 a.m. The first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. And you owe it to yourself to get in on this. Rocky's Autos, with a huge selection of late clean model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. The cleanest late model cars that you've ever seen. And they cover you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, on top of that, they'll show you Carfax. But here's the thing. You've got to get to Rockies because, you know what, this Saturday is going to be huge, their slasher sale. I'll be there on Saturday. Hope to see you out there. You owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday to get the best deal in town. And if you want to go see that selection now so you'll know what to pick out on Saturday, they're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so drop on by and take a gander at what's out there, and I think you're going to be really...
Consolidation or for education, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity, see website for licensing.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8, mostly sunny, high today of 69. 303-713-7600, open phones now. And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, including referendum C&D, and also if you want to talk about Cheney being stuck down in the middle of this whole CIA Plamegate situation. Let's go to Bruce and Bailey. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to talk about C&D.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I tend to be a cynic. And I'm not really optimistic about the passage of C&D. I really worry about this. I think history testifies to the ignorance of many of the voters and the tendency to have a knee-jerk reaction to negative advertising like we've seen. I'm further dismayed by the ability of the opponents to so blatantly lie in their advertising.
I agree with you there.
In the past, I mean, we've come to accept shading the truth. Omitting facts, quoting out of context, that's been used a lot. But I can't remember such blatant, you know, statements. And my feeling is just this. Nothing in life is free. You pay for what you get. And if you don't want higher taxes, speaking overall, not that this is a tax raise, it's not. If you don't want higher taxes, don't complain about roads, health care, or anything else. I work in the field of mental health. And in the past few years in the state, the... mental health centers and state facilities, hospitals, have fallen farther and farther behind in terms of how they can treat and take care of a lot of patients that people don't want to see coming to a home near them. And I don't want to do a scare tactic type thing. You're always going to have individuals who are unstable. You're going to have sexual predators who no longer have charges against them, who have to be released to the community at some point. But what we're seeing is more and more we're having to get them out of the mental health centers and hospitals in a way that they're going out to the community with decreased supervision from the mental health centers. And this is just going to get worse if people are not willing to pay for the services they get. That's just my area. After this vote is over, if somebody complains about the roads, you know, and this doesn't pass, complains about the roads or about not getting certain health funding when they're trying to get rehabilitation, don't cry to me about it if you're unwilling to pay for it.
Yeah, see, I agree 100%, and I use these roads, and I know that they need to be fixed. And you know what? The longer we wait, the more it's going to cost us.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is... C&D is not going to fix this. It's not going to be, you know, satisfied overnight. It's going to keep us from falling further behind. And it's getting alarming at this point.
Yeah, and their distortions and their lack of truth in advertising, like running the ad where they take the clip of Hank Brown, who is, for referendum C&D, it's sad.
It's hard to believe they can get by with that.
Well, it's so sad that they're such knuckle draggers with no morals whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, and anybody who falls for that stuff, I feel sorry for them.
But doesn't our last election just prove the case of that?
I don't know, because I'll tell you something. Every time I make the statement that look, Kerry only lost by one state, and the state was Ohio, I get a flood of emails about how there was all this monkey business in Ohio. I have been meaning to dedicate an hour to this some morning, but it's just we've been packed with stuff to ask people, do you feel like the 2004 election, do you feel it was fair? Do you think that George W. Bush honestly won? Or do you believe that there was hanky-panky with the voting, like there was in 2000, and that the election was stolen?
Mm-hmm.
because I like to let people just air all this out for an hour, because every time I bring this up, I start getting these same emails again about, well, you know better, and look at what went on in Ohio. And they're right. There was irregularities in Ohio. So I don't know. I don't know if you can use that as a, you know, as a bellwether for talking about C&D or anything else.
Well, it seems to me that it's very easy to talk about cutting taxes, and I know that the other side promotes this, and that's that it's very easy to cut the taxes when you're spending into a deficit. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll just write another check.
Yeah, you're right.
And yet they also go after the individuals now in terms of, boy, you're going to pay your bills. We're not going to let you declare bankruptcy. So I don't know. Anytime the tax situation comes up, it just seems so simple to say, oh, you don't want higher taxes. And people say, oh, absolutely not. Well, you pay for what you get.
Well, hopefully people in this case will examine the issues a little closer.
I certainly hope so.
All right, Bruce, thanks.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Bruce in Golden. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bruce?
Good. Do you feel sorry for me?
Why?
Because I'm one of those, probably one of those 30% that won't vote for a tax increase. I won't even classify myself as one of the 21% that have to be convinced by the lies that the Independence Institute puts out. And
well,
of course I say that with a certain level of tongue in cheek. But
well,
I'm going to provide
I do feel sorry for you.
Okay. Well, then feel sorry for me, because I'm going to provide a little bit of counterpoint to this. To me, referendum C, which is really the only issue. If C doesn't pass, you know that C or D is moot there. And if D doesn't pass, that's sort of odd. That would be odd if C passes. Anyway, to me, referendum C is a no-brainer. The answer is no. It is a Band-Aid fix to a systemic problem, actually two systemic problems that Colorado has, and I would say by extension all governments have, in particular the federal government.
Well, I'm
okay.
Waiting.
The first, I'm trying to evoke a dialogue here rather than throwing insults back and forth.
Well,
Okay.
I'm not going to throw any insults. I'm waiting for you to finish your point.
The first systemic problem.
All right, now you're going to have to hang on. Hang on, and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble westbound I-70 jam from Wadsworth because of two separate accidents between Kipling and Ward Road. Three car crash on the right shoulder and a dump truck and a car tangled up. They're blocking the right lane. So you might want to stay to the left and try to help out your backups just a little bit. That's up on I-25, still slow from 104th right into downtown. Now I'm bunching up again through T-Rex. And southbound 225, seeing brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Eastbound I-70, busy ride from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and Boulder Streets, crowded on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Checking the forecast, it's going to be a nice one this afternoon with sunny skies and highs in the 70s. We're at 44 degrees at the moment. Visit your local GM-certified used vehicle dealer today. Their 110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM certified. No worries. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing,
Contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Let's go back to Bruce and Golden, who we had to park in the phones on. All right, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. The two systemic problems. Number one, Tabor, the Gallagher Amendment, and Amendment 23. Most people who know about this understand that all three work in opposition to each other. Problem with Referendum C is that it does not address one of those three components. I wouldn't be adverse to an adjustment or a fix to this so-called ratchet that supposedly Referendum C addresses if one-third of the problem is incorporated with this. Okay, that's number one problem. Number two systemic problem, more widespread, is the insatiable hunger by government for money.
Oh, you know, now we're going to have a dialogue. You know, yeah. Government does waste money. So does private industry waste money. Nothing is going to be 100% that is run by mankind. But the fact of the matter is, as you heard the governor who was on here, and we've had numerous people on here, they have cut to the bone as far as the budget goes. And, you know, this whole idea that government has an insatiable appetite for money and it doesn't want to work, government only works as well as people allow it to.
Okay, Jay. You've jumped to two conclusions, which I did not articulate.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't jump to any conclusion. I'm giving you my opinion about the government's insatiable appetite for money. I didn't jump anywhere. I'm staying right on the. I'm countering the point that you brought up. And the fact is that government can work for the public good, or it can work against the public good, depending on who you elect to your state legislature, how close you watch things, and the fact is that there are things in this state that do need to be fixed, and you're not going to get them for free. You can't fly in any society for free. There are no free lunches.
You are absolutely right. The problem is there are limits to the resources that are available, and the major resource that government has is its constituency. You made the assumption that I was talking about waste And no, I was not talking about that. I was simply talking, or I was referring to exactly what I said, an insatiable appetite for money. They would tax in government. I am comfortable with the knowledge that government would tax into non-existence if they were allowed to do that.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to do it.
We're absolutely
they're not
right.
allowed to do it because the public, in a democratic process, acts as a counterbalance, and there are always state legislators who are going to object. So the system works if people allow it to work, and if people take 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes to acquaint themselves with the issues, and then follow up, and then go do something about it, like writing their state legislator. You know, we had Morgan Carroll on here, who says that she very rarely, ever, ever gets a letter from a constituent about anything, and that most state legislators very rarely ever get a letter about anything. Meanwhile, there are part-time and full-time lobbyists operating who are in the legislature's face all the time.
And I would agree with the governor.
Well, but you're operating on the assumption that the system has no checks and balances, and I'm disagreeing with you.
Okay, no, I did not say that there were no checks and balances.
Well, then you didn't have to say it. You inferred it. I mean, you know, you do this thing about parsing your phrases and about dancing around here. You inferred that the system has no checks and balances when I'm telling you that you get the government that you deserve, that the system does have checks and balances, and that it's not that hard to be able to exert those checks and balances, that it takes 10 minutes at the max to send an email to a legislator saying, hey, I oppose this idea, I don't like this, I support this. I mean, you know, if you want something, stop complaining about it and do something about it.
Okay. If you were to poll a representative cross-sampling of the public, do you think that you would get the predominant answer that our elected representatives listen to us?
I think that what you would get is that they would probably say no, but I would probably follow that up with, have you tried?
Has who tried? Have I tried to?
No, if you asked me to take a poll, I would say that the answer would probably be no, but then the answer I would ask them as a follow-up is, have you tried? And I would say that probably the majority of them would have said no.
Okay, you're probably right. Because I would agree with the governor that 10%... I think it's a little low, but not too far off, that 10% of the people could name their elected representatives.
That's very, very true. Can you name yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Joan Fitzgerald and Bill Crane.
Okay.
Bottom line is, okay, back to the insatiable appetite argument. How do you explain that, then, that since 1992, Colorado state government revenue has gone up every year?
What's been the cost expense of the services that it provides? How does that correlate with it?
Government can only spend what it takes in.
That's not according to George W. Bush. Government's doing a fine job as it is without taking in anything.
That is the only exception in the United States
that I know of. But I ask you, how does that correlate with how much it costs for the government to do business and for the government to be able to... the cost of getting that stuff done. In other words, did it cost the same amount of money to build a road in 1995 that it did, say, in 1989?
You're proving my point. This year, in your household budget, I don't know how much you make, okay? But would you agree...
But you didn't answer my question.
I'm going to answer your question with an analogy.
Well, try answering it.
Okay, yes, the answer is yes, cost basis in some areas
has gone
up. Okay,
in every area.
Let's follow the... Of course, because government can only spend what
It goes up because that's the way this economy works, that you can't get the same thing now that you could have gotten in 1965.
What was your paycheck in 1965?
That's none of your business what my paycheck in 1965
was.
It was a lot lower than it is now, but I'll tell you this much. It costs a lot more now to live than it did in 65.
Why is that?
It's called inflation. Sure, that's right, and that's something that you don't want to factor in. Class dismissed. I'm out of time. Thank you for the call. All right, it's 8:41 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. I can only take so much of that. Let's go to Mike in Colorado Springs. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I'm down here in Colorado Springs, and I wanted to talk to people about a new issue that's going on. I want to let you know about what's going down here with the school district in District 11. I know it's a change of subject, but...
That's all right. Go ahead.
things are very serious down here in District 11 schools and really across Colorado Springs. Right now, there's 7 people on the District 11 school board. 3 of them are basically have come out saying that they're pro-voucher. They're basically for the privatization of public schools.
Aren't they running? Somebody sent me an email about this yesterday. Aren't they running? Aren't some of those people running as Republicans?
Yeah, basically the Republican Party in Colorado Springs has endorsed candidates because there's 3 seats that are open.
Isn't that supposed to be like a non? I mean,
partisan
you're not supposed
thing. Yeah, it's not supposed to be partisan.
Right. Exactly.
It is. It is. And we're supporting, I'm volunteering with this group. I'm also working on a campaign to get more money for the schools down here. But I'm volunteering with the 3 other candidates. We got a Republican, an Independent, and a Democrat. And they're all working together. We have bipartisan support right now. But we are drastically outfunded. And if we lose one of these school board seats to these 3 people running against us, they basically come out saying that they are going to fire the superintendent, put in a voucher program, which is going to give government money to private schools, mostly Christian schools.
Yeah, that figured.
And they're going to pay for it by firing off the administration of District 11. They've got plans to close 5 schools down here. And it sounds to all of us, I mean, it's hard to say exactly what they're going to do when they take over, but it is extremely scary down here. In District 11, it's the biggest district in Colorado Springs, but it's happening in District 2, and in District 49, and right now, we're trying to stop it in District 2, because they already have people on the school board that are pro-privatization, but in District 49, it's a lot of people we've already given up on, and we're very scared that we don't have the money and the resources to help stop it there, but in District 11, it's going to be, you know, we're going head-to-head with them there. They've outfunded us drastically. We have got an amazing amount of people, though, that are volunteering. We've got, you know, I'm a volunteer coordinator down here helping with it, and we've got over 1,000 people who have volunteered. And right now, we're looking for help. We need people, and we need money down here.
All right, where do people get in touch with you?
We got a website. It's www.friendsofd11. So it's friendsofd11@yahoo.com. They can go down there. Now, basically, that website's set up to help pass a bond issue in District 11. It's trying to get more money to District 11 schools, which all the candidates, which 3 of the candidates support doing. But basically the volunteering is going on through that website.
All right, how about a phone number? Do you got one of those?
Yeah, 719-328-0011.
All right, repeat that again.
719-328-0011.
All right, people, you can go check out the website or call that number if you want to stop the neocon wackos in Colorado Springs from ruining the school system, because that's basically what it sounds like to me.
I can get some school board candidates interviewed on your show if you'd like to have them. I'm sure that they'd love to talk. So.
All right, have them get in touch with my producer.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, you got it.
Bye.
It's 8:45, 50 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. Talk about C&D. Talk about C&D or anything else that may be on your mind at this particular time here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
On thousands of items throughout the store, Albertsons helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Ed Schultz was supposed to be on Armed Forces Radio, and they said no. What happened?
This teleconferencing comes down. I didn't think I was any more harsh about it than anybody else in the country. We all know what it was. It was a dog and pony show.
They're that good. And for $125 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. Need your carpets or air duct cleaned? Air ducts cleaned? Take my word for it. Take my recommendation. I wholeheartedly endorse Superior Carpet Care. They're great. 303-933-3000. That's 303.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows
windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Bright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them. But are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Bob will do it. C&D and anything else. Let's go to Vern in Littleton. Vern, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760.
Are we there?
Yep, you're here.
Okay. I have been going back and forth on C&D. You know, one side of me says the school teachers, the hospitals, that kind of funding is an improvement in lifestyle, so I start leaning in that direction.
Prisons? You got to don't leave the prisons out.
There you are. But the flip side, I read the literature that the state sent, and that Proposition D is all about borrowing money, not giving or spending the surplus in the state budget.
It's about bonding, yep.
And that if we pass C, it doesn't just turn that surplus money back into for state use. It is the authorization to borrow hundreds of millions and maybe billions with that as the repayment mechanism. So what we're not talking about is sending our state government into the same kind of debt problems California had. So, you know, the worm on the hook is that we might get some short-term benefit to some of the agencies that need it. Long-term, we're throwing the doors open to a massive borrowing that is authorized by C. I don't hear that in either side's commercials, and I wonder what the reason for that is.
Well, I think most states routinely bond at some time or another. I think you got to do that. I mean, we have stuff going on here that needs to be done. You've got roads and bridges. There's 55 projects that have been approved by the Colorado Department of Transportation for $1.7 billion. that have to be taken care of. The longer you wait, the more expensive they become. There's K-12 schools. They need funds to repair dilapidated buildings in the poorest school districts. And typically, each $2 of these funds are matched by $1 by local districts, which means you're talking about $220 million in total improvements. So that's $147 million right there. I mean, the list just goes on of things that need to be done. And states routinely bond. And it's not saying that we're going to bond ourselves into a debt that we can't get out of. But what it is saying is that we need to have a relaxation, and we need to take time out from the Tabor Amendment in order to catch up. And it's only talking about 5 years. It's not talking about a lifetime. And I don't think the taxpayers and the voters in this state would stand for anything else. I don't think they would stand for misuse of the money, or if it's 5 years, which is on here, which is what they're talking about, I don't think that they would stand for a year six.
But I think Tabor came about because they didn't want to stand for unlimited spending. The $100 million or so, they say it's $100 a household that could be benefiting. That $100 million is relief, is relaxation.
It's not $100 a household.
What is the number?
It's anywhere between $14 and $98, and depending on how many under Tabor, how many of it you can qualify for.
Well, if you cut that in half, if we called 50 the round number, $50 million is still a relaxation. And the borrowing, though, isn't for 5 years. The borrowing is for often 20, 30, and 40 years. So the relaxation for five sounds fine to me. The indebtedness for beyond 5 to 50 is what makes me nervous.
Well,
and,
well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and that's the the razor blade I find myself sitting on emotionally, wanting to try to find improvements to the health services and schools, and then on the flip side, knowing what the history of legislatures are when they get a blank check.
Well, yeah, but we're not giving them a blank check. It's specifically spelled out what needs to be done, and that's where we, the taxpayers, and that's where we, the voters, have to come into effect. You know, if you want something to be done, it's like I tried to tell this previous caller, if you want something to be done, and you want it to be done right, then you got to take 5 or 10 or 20 minutes out of your day to be involved, or even an hour. I mean, that's not asking too much. And, We have the democratic process. I mean, I asked the governor the same question when he was on this morning. We have the democratic process, which means that that if the money doesn't go where the money is supposed to go, then we have the power to go to the polls and turn those people out. But as far as taking care of things and as far as bonding goes, we're stuck in a situation due to the ratchet effect of Tabor, and even states that where they're trying to get a Tabor-like amendment passed, even they don't deal with the ratcheting of they leave the ratcheting part out of the entire process because it backfired on us, and now we're caught in this situation where there's going to be massive cuts. And I don't know about you, but you know what? I went to get a driver's license because I changed addresses. I don't want to wait in line all that amount of time. I mean, you might as well call your employer and go, I'll be back tomorrow. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of things that we're looking at if this doesn't pass. And also, somebody brought up earlier, you're talking about the prisons as well. I mean, we're overcrowded now, which is going to mean earlier release time for people. I mean, there's just all of these issues that have to be addressed. And if you've got a better way to address them, I'd sure like to know what they are.
Do you think the public would cut those propositions in half and approve the relaxation of funding and approve the debts going forward?
No, I think you got to pass them. I think you got to pass them both. Without D, C's not going to work either. I mean, I think you got to pass them both, and I think we got to get busy here because if we don't, it's just going to cost us more money in the long run, and then you're really going to be sunk. Because as I tried to say to this previous caller when he was, with this elongated thing that he was doing about, but I started talking about inflation. I mean, the cost of stuff never goes down; it just goes up. So the longer you wait to get anything done, the more money we're talking about it's going to cost us. And you know what? I don't think you want to have this place like Mississippi, do you? No offense to my wife Mary, who's from Mississippi, but I don't think we want to live in that kind of an atmosphere.
Well, since Tabor already has inflation and population increase in that ratchet, is it maybe like one caller said that the three, the Gallagher and the Tabor and the other one fighting each other, that may be the cap that's the problem here and not just more money?
No, it's the ratchet problem, and Tabor is the problem with it. It makes it impossible for the state to try to recover, and that's the whole point of it. That's the whole point of trying to take 5 years out to catch back up. because of you know, because of when things in the state were in a recession. Now the state's healthy and there's money, but they're stuck. They're stuck at that spending level due to the ratchet effect, which, as I said before, nobody wants to have anything to do with. And let me throw a PS in here about this, okay, before I run out of time.
Sure.
You also ought to consider this. Who's against it and why? And where are they getting their money from? Well, they're getting their money from out of state. And you know what? Those people don't have to live here. They want to use this as a neocon experiment, but they don't have to live with it. And that's the problem. Thanks for the call, man. Call me again.
Sure. We'll do.
All right. Coming up next, Dr. Christian Weller, and we'll talk about the middle class and where the middle class sits in this country.
BoulderEyes.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Two more Marines killed in a roadside bomb attack in Iraq, bringing the total U.S. war dead to 1,999. The latest casualties come even as President Bush prepares to deliver a speech on Iraq a half hour from now. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live.
Chris, mindful of the approaching grim milestone of 2,000 U.S. military deaths in Iraq, the president will use that speech to a military audience in Washington to again link the war in Iraq to the war on terror. A spokesman says he will discuss the stakes involved and the challenges ahead. Mr. Bush will also praise Iraqis for approving a new constitution. He's expected to call it a landmark day for Iraq and proof that the political process is moving ahead, despite the backdrop of violence. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A GI is credited with preventing mass casualties yesterday by stopping a suicide truck bomber intent on getting near the Baghdad hotel where many foreign journalists stay. CBS News correspondent Carmen McCormick has been talking to him.
The first two explosions blinded specialist Daryl Green with the dust and debris, but once it cleared, he spotted a cement truck trying to make its way into the compound. Green opened fire.
I'd say anywhere from 20 to probably about 50 rounds.
He says he could see the driver, who was either dead or dying at the time of the explosion. Green says the attack was well organized.
The first blast helped breach our perimeter. The second blast, I believe, was used to keep our sights on that while the truck tried to make its way through.
And a Palestine hotel was coming under fire from nearly every direction. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
A report in the New York Times links Vice President Cheney to the leak of a CIA operative's name. The newspaper says a note the federal prosecutor has suggests Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, first heard about the covert CIA officer from Cheney himself.
I'm Mark Miller at the White House. 3 months after the alleged conversation between Cheney and Libby took place, Cheney publicly denied any knowledge of who arranged for Joe Wilson to go to Niger. On Meet the Press in September 03, Cheney said he didn't know Wilson and had no idea who hired him.
Iconic civil rights figure Rosa Parks has died. In 1955, she refused to give a white man her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama.
Of course I did know what I was doing. I knew I didn't want to be treated in this manner.
And that simple act of defiance, says the Reverend Jesse Jackson, touched off a bus boycott, caught the attention of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and sparked the fledgling drive for civil rights.
That single act of courage opened the path to Dr. King's leadership. And together, they changed the course of America and world history.
Rosa Parks died in her sleep in her Detroit home. She was 92. On Wall Street now, Dow Industrials up more than 13 points. This is CBS News.
My friend Sarah and I are on a church trip, talking about signing up for the new Medicare prescription drug coverage.
I'm not sure what to do.
There's a lot of help out there. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or compare the drug plans at Medicare.gov.
Stevie could show me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's help in the community. There was somebody at the church last week.
Was he good looking?
Sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit Medicare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You know how we save so much time with each free carrier pickup we get from the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, sure.
Well, I figure we can save even more time by using initials.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying free carrier pickup, we just say FCP.
Right.
It'll save us valuable seconds each week.
Initials, huh? Like G-O-O-M-O.
Exactly, sir. What does that stand for?
Get out of my office.
You catch on quickly, sir.
Go to Free Carrier Pickup. It's simple and it's free.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We should be wrapping up the drive. Still seeing some trouble. Southbound 225 jams from Colfax through the three-car crash. Off to the left shoulder now, approaching 6th Avenue. Also still seeing some problems westbound I-70. Two separate accidents between Kipling and Ward Road. Three-car crash on the shoulder and a dump truck and a car blocking the right lane. So expect those jams from Wadsworth. And southbound I-25 still bunching up through downtown and T-Rex. Off the highways, have a multi-car crash at 46th and Kipling and a stalled semi on Peoria at I-70. That's getting moved out of your way now. And Boulder Streets, they're crowded, but starting to thin out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike a little slow near Pecos, but that's breaking up as well. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the 70s. We're at 44 degrees right now. Brakes Plus does brakes plus a whole lot more. Now through October 31st, buy two Monroe shocks and struts, then get two for free. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com. America comes to Brakes Plus. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
The next time the president holds a teleconference, get rid of the middleman. Just go ahead and hire actors to play soldiers. He didn't really use them as props when he got onto the Abraham Lincoln and declared
major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Which you know was supposed to make you feel like the death and the dying would stop now. But no such thing happened.
Camera one.
Just keep waiting for the president to freeze or one of our soldiers to freeze and scream.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Cut!
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny, high near 69, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, the Pentagon confirms that we've now got 2,000 deaths in Iraq. President Bush ready to give a speech later on this morning in front of a military crowd. Once again, handpicked, okay? Can't go out in front of the public and talk. Doesn't want to get his butt kicked. All right, let's talk to Dr. Christian Weller, the senior economist at the Center for American Progress, where he specializes in Social Security and retirement income, macroeconomics, and the Federal Reserve and international finance. Middle-class progress, families work longer to pay for middle-class items more than a quarter century ago, and you can see this report at www.americanprogress.org. And Dr. Weller, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's good to have you back on again. Okay, middle-class families. Now, you know, according to what you hear from the Bush administration and from talking heads in the Republican Party, things are just fine for middle-class families. But you point out that things are not better than they were 25 years ago. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Right. When you look at the average family in the United States, especially the last few years, have been very hard for them. What you find is that prices for big-ticket items have risen quite sharply, in particular health care, housing, education, and transportation, largely because of higher energy costs. At the same time, the labor market has been really stagnant. We basically have had no employment growth in this business cycle, which started in March 2001. We have had actually negative wage growth after inflation. So people really have to struggle, and what we find is that the typical two-earner family now has to work an extra week just to pay for the basic items, like the big-ticket middle-class items such as health care. And what we're looking at in health care, let me just be very clear, what we're looking at in health care, for instance, is only out-of-pocket expenditures. So we take out of this equation whatever the employer is paying. So this is what people have to pay out-of-pocket. So people have to work, the two-earner family has to work now an extra week compared to like just 4 years ago. To pay for housing, health care, education, and transportation. Because these big-ticket items have risen so sharply and because the labor market is so weak.
So workers basically are not catching up with the cost of inflation and the cost of goods and services going up.
That's true. It's largely a result of the fact that we have had a very weak labor market the last few years, and that we have had an administration that has really paid no attention to that. Yes, the administration has said they have enacted these massive tax cuts over the last few years in order to stimulate the labor market. But more than paying lip service to it, they haven't really done anything. Because when you look at it, the labor market has performed far worse than the administration has promised it would. We're millions of jobs behind where we should be, where they have promised we would be. And we've really not seen a long period like this where we had 4 years, 5 years without really any wage growth after inflation in decades.
You know, that really hasn't been discussed. And, of course, one of the reasons is that it's been pushed to the back burner because there are other things going on, such as Iraq, and now, of course, we know with the CIA Plamegate. But this administration told us that these tax cuts that they enacted for the top 1% to 2% of this country was going to trickle down, and we've heard that phrase before, and was going to create prosperity for all, when actually what you're saying is it hasn't done that.
No, it hasn't. I mean, if we employed right now the same share of the population that we did in 2001, there would be 4 million more jobs than we have right now. So we are far behind where we should be. The other part is also, if you look at wage growth has been negative in terms of inflation after you take inflation out, largely because higher energy prices have eaten into people's wallets, and we really haven't seen wages keeping up with that for at least 2 years now. So over the last year and a half, wage growth has actually been negative, which means over the last 4.5, 5 years, it has actually been flat. And that's really something that is finally resonating with people. It's something that people are finally catching up, especially since they see the prices going up very rapidly at the pump. But it has been, it's been a longer standing problem because of higher home prices, because of higher education prices, and because of higher healthcare prices.
How about hours worked? We work longer, or is it about the same?
People are working longer hours over the last few years, or over the last few decades. In the last few years, it's a little hard to say. There are a few extra hours, but people really haven't been able to work the extra hours to make up for the loss of wages, just like they did the 20 years before, just because the labor market has not been that strong to really help allow people to work longer hours.
Let's go back to health care for a second. See, to me, health care in this country is a scandal. I mean, it really is a scandal. You know, you're talking about out-of-pocket expenses. You've not only got that, but you've also got lack of health care coverage for, 45.8 million Americans. And even if you are in a situation where you're relatively prosperous, maybe you've got money set aside or whatever the case may be, and, you know, the idea that you want to retire comes across your mind, you can't do it because you can't get health care.
That is correct. And let me just be very clear. If you look at the numbers from the Census Bureau, which reports the annual numbers on health insurance coverage, what you see is that we have this lowest employer-sponsored health insurance coverage, meaning the lowest share of people with employer-sponsored health insurance since 1993. That number has declined again last year from 2003 to 2004. Now, what happens is it happens particularly at the low end of the income scale, and those people are often pushed into Medicaid. So it's the employers that are shedding their responsibilities and unloading them onto the government, and particularly on Medicaid. That works for poor families. Now, with a problem that you have alluded to, meaning older workers who want to retire after, let's say, like 40, 42 years in the workforce, they may be in their early 60s, they're not qualifying for Medicare yet. What we have seen is a rising share of people retiring early, often due to health problems, without health insurance. We have now over 20% of early retirees without health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to retire early, let's say you've been doing something for 31, 32 years. I mean, I talked about this on the air the other day. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I've done this since I've been a kid. Maybe it's time I go do something else. I've got some money set aside. But health care would be absolutely, at some degrees, cost prohibitive. And then if you get sick, it would just absolutely, totally wipe you out.
Well, it depends. That's true. There's a number of issues here. The first one is people often delay retirement. We've seen that over the last few years. People over 60 just simply stay in their job just to maintain their health insurance until they're 65. We've seen people retiring without health insurance and in growing numbers. And those people who retire without health insurance are often coming from physically demanding jobs. And to be very clear, traditionally people think manufacturing jobs, assembly line jobs, when they hear physically demanding jobs. Increasingly physically demanding jobs are jobs as nurses, as waiters and waitresses, as flight attendants, even computer programmers, who, if you do this for 20, 30 years, you're going to have largely carpal tunnel syndrome, and you can't do this anymore. And you have to retire just simply because you can't do your job anymore. But the question then is you also need health insurance. And if you're like below 65, you're not going to qualify for Medicare. So I think that's an increasing problem. Now, let me go back to the problem of older workers staying in the workforce longer. For smaller employers, we have seen cases where older employers ultimately end up with a largely older workforce. Doesn't mean they're unproductive. It just means that they're going to be caught in this health insurance cycle where the employer has to pay such high premiums that ultimately they're uninsurable. It has nothing to do with that specific labor force. It's just the fact of the labor of the health insurance market. And we've seen cases where ultimately the employer is unable to continue paying for health insurance because it may even cost more to pay for health insurance than to pay for the actual work.
Isn't that GM's big gripe? GM's big gripe is that they have to pay health insurance and they have to pay pension and all that, and it's tacking on money to the price of every car they produce.
Well, I'm not. It is certainly retiree health insurance is a big problem for GM and for other companies, just because health insurance has gone through the roof. I haven't looked at the numbers, and I don't know how much of a big item it is for GM. I think there are other problems here too. But this is really a problem, not retiree health insurance like GM, but this is a problem for people who are still working. Where the employer just simply can no longer afford to offer health insurance just because of an aging of the workforce that drives their premiums through the roof.
Right. Well, we've seen gas prices. We've seen price of barrel oil go down. But, what I'm thinking of is that middle-class families are really going to be hit for heating oil this winter, I imagine.
That is true. The expectations are about 40-50%, several hundred dollars more in terms of heating oil, both in terms of heating oil and natural gas. They're both highly correlated in terms of production costs. But let me just be very clear. While people are feeling a real bite out their wallet from higher oil prices, higher natural gas prices, higher prices at the pump, what is also happening is that higher oil prices that will stay with us for a while and probably will increase again in the next few months, they will drive inflation. And the question is, will that mean that the Federal Reserve Bank will continue to raise interest rates? And people will ultimately pay higher bills for their debt. And you got to remember, households have more debt than they ever had. Mm. And more of that debt is what we call variable interest rate debt. That means, like, if interest rates go up, the debt payments go up. That's home equity lines, that's consumer loans, those are credit card payments in particular. Those are very sensitive to interest rates in the market. So people not only will see an immediate effect from higher oil prices and gasoline prices, but they also will see an indirect effect through higher interest rates.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Christian Weller, senior economist with Center for American Progress. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much, Steve, for having me.
Okay. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
It's 9:16, 60 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And coming up next, we got Paul Waldman. Paul Waldman is a senior fellow with Media Matters for America and a senior contributor to the Gad Flyer. That's www.mediamattersforamerica.org or mediamatters.org. And I got some, Media Matters has these little bulletins that they send you, these little email updates. You ought to subscribe to them. Some of them are funny. And I got some of them, and we'll talk to Paul Waldman about that. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget, if you missed out on getting tickets to see Al Franken, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk will be in Colorado Springs Wednesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. at the Liberal Store. Saturday. Why? Because Rocky's Autos is having a slasher sale. Rocky's is having a slasher sale. Buying a car before then is like just taking your money and basically throwing it out the window on I-25. Come in now to preview the huge inventory. You can see what's available so you'll know what car to pick out when the slasher comes by. And Saturday, Rockies is going to be slashing hundreds, even thousands of dollars off every vehicle. And Rockies is the home of the largest selection of cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Here's how it operates. The gates are going to open at 8 a.m., and the first person behind the wheel gets the first chance to buy when the slasher comes around to slash the price. So you owe it to yourself to wait until Saturday for the best deal in town. And, of course, at Rocky's Autos, they cover you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. protection. And you can check out the massive inventory of Rockies online at Rockies Autos. Put an S after auto, RockiesAutos.com. Now, Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but for the slasher sale, they'll be open at 8 a.m., and it's going to be something else. If you've never been to a Rockies slasher sale, you definitely got to check this out. As a matter of fact, I'll be there.
Back to the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Or you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them. But are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
To the Gadflyer, go to www.mediamatters.org, one of my favorite organizations. And I'm telling you, if you haven't signed up for these Media Matters for America bulletins, you got to sign up. Paul, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Okay, I got to bring this one up right off the bat. Bill O'Reilly claimed, I guess he claimed it on his television show, because his radio show is no longer carried here in Denver. He got his ass kicked and they bounced him. That we won World War II because of spanking. Can you elaborate on this a little bit?
Well, I'll tell you. Media Matters really does two things, one of which is that we correct misinformation. And another thing that we do sometimes when it's fun is we just put up something that someone said on our website with a video if we have it and a transcript. And just say, you know, this is what this person said. Isn't this interesting? Because a lot of things that, you know, some of the more outrageous things that media figures say go unremarked. And this is something that O'Reilly said on his radio show, where somehow he got off talking about spanking, and he said that the reason that we won World War II is because the greatest generation was spanked. Apparently, there was no spanking in Japan or Germany. I don't know. Whatever else you could say about the greatest generation, it was the spanking. That's why they were so terrific.
Oh, you know, the guy is unbelievable, isn't he?
He is, and, you know, one of the things that Media Matters has accomplished a lot in our short lifetime, the organization is only about a year and a half old, one of the things that we have accomplished is that we seem to be driving Bill O'Reilly insane. You know, he's really a serial offender when it comes to misinformation, and barely a day goes by that we don't have occasion to do an item detailing something that he said that's factually incorrect or misleading. We've done literally hundreds and hundreds of items about him. And he, with regularity, goes on the air on his radio show and his television show and talks about us, insults us, says we're a bunch of assassins, that we're liars. But we have been asking for over a year to appear on his show to answer some of these charges, and he absolutely refuses to let us on. I think it's because he's afraid. And, you know, tonight it appears we've just gotten word that he's going to be doing some segment talking about Media Matters. Of course, he didn't ask anyone for Media Matters to come on and discuss it. We don't know who he's going to have on. But apparently he thinks it's too dangerous to actually have someone from our organization on there. He'd rather just insult us and not give us a chance to respond.
That's small. Why doesn't he just ask you guys to come on? You know why? Because he knows that David Brock could kick his rear. That's why.
I think so. You know, whenever he wants someone on his show, and that person refuses, he calls them a coward. Well, it really seems that the one who's being a coward in this case is Bill O'Reilly, because, you know, I think you've seen that in instances where he's actually appeared on someone else's show and gotten some tough questions, he doesn't react to it very well. There was that infamous episode with Terry Gross of the show Fresh Air, where
right.
She started asking some tough questions, and he stalked out of the studio. You know, he has all this bluster and this bravado when he's the one who controls your microphone, and he can interrupt you and cut you off, and his producer has told him what you're going to say in advance. But once the tables are turned on him, he's not so tough.
All right, how about this one with Limbaugh? Limbaugh baselessly claimed people targeted by proposed food stamp cuts aren't using them anyway. How does he get away with a statement like that?
Well, you know, Limbaugh is a really interesting case because I think for many, many years, reporters took Limbaugh seriously as an important political figure. And there's no doubt that he is an important political figure in many ways. But one thing you find among the sort of Washington press corps is that they don't really listen to Limbaugh. And so they don't know what he's actually saying and just how radical and extreme he is and how often he goes off saying things that just have no basis in fact whatsoever. I mean, I'd say if there are two people that Media Matters has done the most to expose, it's O'Reilly and Limbaugh. And, you know, this is just one. He was going off on some tirade about food stamps and cutting food stamps to help pay for Katrina. And he said that you know, 300,000 people who get food stamps aren't using them anyway. Where he got the number from, nobody can figure out. But this is something that Limbaugh really does with regularity. And maybe it's because he's on the air for, 3 hours a day, and he just
right.
talks and talks. And anyone who's going to be on the air for that long might occasionally say some things that aren't true when you're not reading off a script. But Limbaugh doesn't correct himself. It's our job at Media Matters to correct him.
Yeah. You know, even I've made mistakes like that. A guy pointed out to me in an email that I let a caller slip on the amount of people that Saddam Hussein had executed. And sometimes things just slide by you. But, you know, making a claim about food stamps like that, I mean, certainly he's got to know somebody's going to catch him. And the person and the group that catches him most often is you guys.
I think so. But I think also maybe he just doesn't care. And he figures that he's got his loyal ditto heads who are going to listen to him regardless of whether what he's saying is true or not. And, you know, he may be right to a certain extent about that. But, you know, a responsible broadcaster, when they say something that's not true, they go back and they say, you know, I said this, but I was wrong. That's what a responsible person does, but that's not what Rush Limbaugh does.
All right, you guys also on your website, I don't know if it's still up there, but you had it there last week, had a full thing about Chris Matthews. Now, you know what? I got to admit, I'm a fan of that show. Even though I know that he sometimes gets information wrong, even though I know, like last night is a good example, on this whole, you know, Plaingate CIA leak thing, where he has Tony Blankley on and Tucker Carlson, and then he has Ron Reagan Jr., to represent the liberal side, so it's two against one. But talk a little bit about that show.
Well, Hardball has been the place where if you were to look for one show on which there's been more misinformation passed on this Valerie Plame case, Hardball would be the one.
Really?
It would have to be. And we have an item up on our website that the headline is Hardball's Pattern of Misinformation and Imbalance on
right.
the CIA leak case. And we detail a number of different false claims that have been repeated again and again and again on Hardball without being corrected. And I don't know, the reasons for this may be complex, and you know, there are a number of sort of regular guests on Hardball who get these things wrong all the time. But for some reason, Chris Matthews has been unable to correct some of this misinformation that's being passed around about Joe Wilson, about his wife, about the special prosecutor, all sorts of different claims. Almost every night you'll find something on Hardball when they discuss this case that is just completely wrong. Someone says it and no one corrects them.
Would you, and I've asked this from other people from Media Matters, would you characterize him as a conservative or liberal?
I think that if you're talking strictly in ideological terms, he's tough to pin down. But it's, you know, conservatives often say, oh, well, you know, back 20 years ago, Chris Matthews worked for Tip O'Neill.
Yeah, he did.
The Democratic Speaker of the House. He did. But he's also been one of George W. Bush's biggest fans, as it happens. You can go back. We've collected all kinds of different statements that he's made, just sort of over-the-top praise of George Bush and how terrific he is. In the 2000 election, there may have been no one in the American media who was more vicious toward Al Gore than Chris Matthews. He's one of those Washington media figures who, generally speaking, is maybe in part to show that they don't have a liberal bias, is just extraordinarily hard on Democrats and goes after Democrats all the time. I think they're in the Washington establishment, I don't think this is ideological. It's not really based on issues. There is a kind of a contempt for Democrats and a respect for Republicans. Part of it comes from the simple fact that the Republicans are the winners, and they've been winning, and they're in control. And what people like Chris Matthews and that Washington establishment respect is success. And it doesn't matter if, you know, in his personal life he really thinks the minimum wage ought to be increased. You know, I have no idea what he thinks about that. Maybe his views are liberal. I don't know. But as a journalistic figure, Matthews and so many others like him look at Democrats and they see people who are weak and haven't succeeded, and they look at Republicans and see people who are tough and win elections, and so you can see how much respect they have for Republicans and how much contempt they have for Democrats.
Yeah, I've heard him bring that up a number of times about Democrats being weak, and then I heard him also the other day say that the National Review was one of his all-time favorite magazines, and I thought, good Lord, that gives it away right there.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing wrong with having conservatives on the air. One of the only problems is that there are no liberals with their own shows. I mean, I think you could probably take Keith Olbermann of MSNBC,
Yeah. And
he would be the only liberal who has his own show on cable. And you can just pile up the conservatives, you know, whether it's O'Reilly and John Gibson and the rest of the crew over at Fox, or Tucker Carlson, or Chris Matthews, who, you know, functionally, when at least when it comes to who's getting the better coverage, is more pro-Republican than pro-Democrat. There are just so many other names you can list of conservatives who have their own shows, and Olbermann's probably the only liberal.
And CNN just seems lost.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what they're trying to achieve.
Well, they made a decision that they're not going to do that, you know, have the ideologically driven host. So in their shows, they don't have, you know, they don't have someone like Joe Scarborough, someone like Bill O'Reilly, who's got a point of view that they're trying to advance. There's lots of instances that we found where CNN is getting things wrong too. It's not that they're trying to pursue an ideological agenda the way you might say Fox is, but they see themselves as the objective one, and they're not going to go down Fox's road. Now, you know, you can say that might be a more journalistically responsible approach to take, but they've obviously been hurt by the fact that Fox has gotten very good ratings from their particular style. There's no doubt that what Fox does is appealing to a lot of people. It may be irresponsible, but they get the ratings.
All right. Paul Waldman, thank you. You know what? Thank you so much. I mean, I just love you guys, and I love David Brock. Just think he's fabulous, and had a chance to meet him at the Democratic National Convention. And you guys from Media Matters are always welcome here, and I look forward to talking to you.
Oh, Jay, the pleasure is always mine.
All right. Come back soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Paul Waldman, senior fellow with Media Matters for America, a senior contributor to the Gadflyer. I'm telling you, go to www.mediamatters.org.
Reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM certified, no worries. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
Basically being a kind of an apologetic Bush type to being very anti-Bush, and the whole show's basically turned against Bush. So it's real interesting. But what the reason I really called is I want to thank you personally for what you've done, you know, as a proponent of referendum C and D. You know, I realize that you're up against some big money with the Independence from Government Services Institute.
Yeah,
and
really.
The club for somebody else's growth. You know, those people are... It's just like what you've been saying, you know, where's the money? You know, show me the money. Where's the money?
Look at the way these people conduct themselves, running a political ad and then putting a public service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one that you just had on your
spot
before. It's just insidious. It's kind of like that CSU thing with the guy hanging from the tree. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, really joyous. But it just shows that, you know, these neocons, these are like domestic neocons.
Right.
And last night, you know, our friend JC on the other network was on the other radio station was saying how he says people have been telling lies about me. And now it's about Caldera. It's not about referendum C and D. It's just about these people's ideology and demagoguery, basically.
No, it's about his methods, and it's about the fact that these people who oppose C&D will stoop to any level possible, including showing a clip of Hank Brown out of context.
Absolutely.
You know, throwing immigration into the, which we all know is a problem, and you know, the government should deal with it, throwing that into the mix to try to do anything they can to scare people.
Well, I bet Marilyn Musgrave and Tank Cradle had a hand in that, probably.
Probably.
But anyway, I want to thank you. I like that that interview that you had with Andrew Romanoff last week was really excellent. I think it clarified a lot of positions for a lot of people. And you know, I'm just hoping that you know people see the sense beyond all this ideology.
I hope so too. David, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jay.
Sure,
bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. Couple comments on your earlier call on the inflation and state services. I think if that gentleman thinks we got a problem now, wait till he wakes up. Wait till we have somebody in D.C. wake up from this deficit hangover and decide they've got to inflate our way out of our problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Secondly, Jay, say I'd really enjoy your show. I'm a Republican who supports C&D, and particularly on the issue of D that doesn't brought up much is the rural schools issue and the bonding and that.
Right.
You know, a few years back, our legislature made promises to our rural schools who were being underserved to take certain steps to correct those problems, and they missed their payments, they missed their promises, and part of D takes care of that. You know, these aren't scare tactics, but I know there are a group of lawyers right now that are prepared to step up and make the states live up to their promise, which is going to include damages and deficit, and such. It's going to be a very expensive problem for the state if D does not pass. Now, what will happen will happen, but we have a legislature that made cash that wrote checks that couldn't cash.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
The chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, how about the guy we had earlier? I don't know if you heard it. The lawyer, the divorce lawyer who's on, who says it takes like 18 months to get a court hearing.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. We've the pendulum swung too far. And as always, the zealots in my party have taken over, and I'm embarrassed to say that that they're there and they don't speak for a whole lot of the Republicans in this state.
Well, come join us.
Okay.
You need to come to the other side, man, because we're cooking and we're getting ready to get our act together, and 06 is going to be great for us. And you must really be sweated out that Cheney and these guys are in all this trouble.
Oh, don't get me started, Jay. We'll do this over dinner some night, okay?
All right, you don't want to know something? You're on.
Okay, man.
Talk to you.
Thanks, bye.
All right. All right. There are a lot of good Republicans out there. And I don't mean, I don't mean to cast Republicans as being the enemy, because they're not. But these neocons, they're the ones that are the enemies. President Bush speaking at an officer's spouse's luncheon at Bowling Air Force Base right now, talking about Iraq, as we now have 2,000 deaths. And he's talking to them. You know, why don't you, Mr. President, why don't you take your act out on the road and talk to people that are not hand-picked audiences and see what they have to say? Why don't you have a real town hall meeting where the people are not screened out? No, can't do that. Just can't do that. Kenny? So he's up there making his case again about a war we have no business being involved in. But now, as I said earlier this morning, between 6 and 7, has anybody got any kind of a plan to get us out? I don't think anybody really knows what to do. I think we're stuck, and I include myself in that, because you know something? I don't have any grand plan except the phased withdrawal. I think it was interesting what Brent Scowcroft says in this week's New Yorker, that we are feeding terrorism by simply being there.
70 or JohnsonAutoPlaza.com. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky...
Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005,
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
You keep saying, and everybody keeps saying, that we're getting everything together to be successful in the next election. And I'm a staunch Democrat. I've worked union. I have my own businesses now. And at the end of the day, I don't see that happening.
Well,
I
because
see us still disorganized. I see us still fighting each other. And this is why we lost the election in 94.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but let me tell you something. They have put together, the Democratic Party has put together a point-by-point program, and they have taken into consideration everybody, including the community organizers, the state organizers that the DNC went out and hired. We're talking about the legislative officials, senators and congressmen. We're talking about governors. We're talking about mayors, and they're in the process of putting that together, and it should be ready in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and it will come out.
Well,
and the beauty of the thing is that it's got support from everybody because they've gone to every corner to take input, which has previously not been done. This is similar to what the Democrats did at one time. They had a thing called the Butler Commission where they did exactly the same thing, and it just hasn't come out yet. I agree with you that the Democrats are caught. We're caught in a situation over the Iraq war because nobody really has an answer on how to get out of there. And you've got one side that wants to pull out immediately. You've got another side that wants to stay the course. Somehow, some way, we've got to find a middle ground. Certainly, certainly we can't go on like this administration keeps going on, which is just stumbling on day after day with no plan to get us out of there.
Well, that's right. I don't agree with the current administration. That's by far our biggest fear is what they're doing today.
Right.
What they're doing to the economy, how they're running it in the ground. They're supposed to bring back respect and what's the word I'm looking for? Back into the office. They're supposed to be bringing back honesty and integrity. That's the word. Integrity back into the office. And they're bringing nothing back into the office. What they brought is greed, corporate greed, and they brought their own ideals of themselves. It's me. It's all about them. It's not about the country. It's not about the U.S. citizen. It's about them. And that's proven by the way things have gone. But what I disagree with on a lot of senators, I was listening to Ed Schultz yesterday, and one of the things was here's where Kerry. I lost a lot of respect for Kerry about this, and other senators, continue to answer this question incorrectly. The question was, if you were asked, if you were to vote for the Iraqi war today, knowing what you know, knowing all the pitfalls and what's going on, would you vote yes for it today? And people keep saying, and Democrats, senators and congressmen keep saying yes, they would vote for it. That's lunacy. It's stupid. They don't have the cojones to step out there and say, I made a mistake. They can't even admit they made a mistake. So how can they expect Bush to admit he made a mistake?
Well, I think part of that's right. I think the other part of it is that many of them voted to give Bush the license to explore that option, but didn't give him the permission to go ahead and do it. But it was taken as that. But I agree with you. I agree with you on all of these things. And I think that we got to come up with a workable plan. And some of the things that the Democrats are planning on talking about in this program is Iraq, health care, national security, immigration, the debt that we're under. I mean, these are things that are going to be addressed. And they've put together this paper, this commission, and their findings. And it's going to come out. And as far as Iraq goes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I don't, I don't know, and I'm talking deep in my heart here. I'm being honest with you. I don't know that we can just pick up and leave. But in the same respect, we have to get out somehow. And Bush keeps going back to the same old stupid rhetoric. And so did Cheney did it last night in Colorado here. The same old stupid rhetoric about trying to put terrorism and Iraq together is the same thing.
Yeah, well, they'll keep continuing to do that, even though they've been proven wrong, and they've admitted they were wrong. They've admitted it, but they'll keep going back to that point because with their constituency, they have to, or else they're going to lose more credibility. The other thing is hey, we left Vietnam. We admitted, hey, you know what? This wasn't in our best interest. It's not in our best interest today. Let's go. Let's pack it up and go. And I'm not saying, the Iraqi people at some point have to start taking responsibility and have to start owning freedom. And if they don't start owning freedom, then they'll never be free. Which that part of the country, I'm Arabic. I've studied all my life. I've had parents try to turn me against the Jewish people, and that it didn't happen. I have a lot of good friends that are Jewish people, and I think they're just good people. They just believe a little different. And
not all of them.
Well, but at the end of the day, these people have been occupied. They look at it as an occupation. They will never think of it anything other than an occupation. And we're going to continue to have soldiers die. We're going to continue to spend money. It's going to continue to be a smaller scale Vietnam, but it's still the same way. It's the same thing. But anyway, I think somebody step up and be a leader.
For me, the answer would be simply this. A phase withdrawal out of Iraq, I think, mm-hmm. And then the other side of it would be, which this administration does nothing about and hasn't talked about in I don't know how long, but we have to solve the problem of the Palestinian people who are getting, and I say this as a Jew, an American Jew, that who are getting a raw deal, okay, in the Middle East, and who deserve to have a sovereign state, and we should force Sharon and Israel to work this out. And we have got to come to the realization that the key to unraveling, one of the keys to unraveling this Islamic terrorism is to solve the Palestinian question. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Well, I agree, and that's where a lot of this hatred stems from, is we're friends with the Jewish people, and
right.
And therefore we're the infidel, or they hate us, and you know they just find a reason. But with that said, the Arabic people have to quit shooting themselves in the foot and quit attacking and become more like a civilized nation in order to be treated like a civilized nation. You know, you don't act like a terrorist one day and then expect to be treated like a state the next. You know, you got to continue to be stately and continue the ideals of, hey, we do want to be part of the world. We do want to be successful. We do want to have our own state. But if we're going to be treated like that, we got to act like that, not like a bunch of raving idiots throwing their hands up and the hatred. I understand the hatred. It's been there for 2,000 years. It probably will never go away. But, you know, that the ideal behind it is if you want to be treated that way, you have to act that way.
Well, it's a hangover from colonialism, and you're right. They've got to come into the 21st century. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I really do. Jeff, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. I haven't given those phone numbers out in a while. 303-713. I only got a minute left. Oh, I only have a minute left. Okay. Tomorrow, more on CIA Plamegate, more on C&D. That's coming up tomorrow. And more of your phone calls. And once again, I really appreciate everybody calling in. This is the best audience and the best folks that I've had in my 31 years in this business. Thank you so much for being here.